1-6 at Randwick and Caulfield this Saturday. Tab gives us a bonus bet back of up to $50. Tab, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account, fixed odds, win bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Mum, do you have any interest in what I'm about to say?
Well, I have zero interest, Lionel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Me having no interest?
Bing Lee having no interest for 60 months.
I'm interested.
Spend over $2,300 at Bing Lee and receive 60 months interest free.
60 months? That's 5 years interest free at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Approved applicants only. Fees, conditions and minimum finance amount $2,300 apply. Credit by FlexiCards Australia. Offer ends October 21, 2019.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, yeah, superb to have HQ Insurance along with everyone else sponsoring on this huge day. Tab Everest Day, 9:45, the members' gates open and the general admission gates 10:15. And there are tickets still to be sold at the general admission areas if you're coming out bright and early here at Randwick. Mark Van Gestel's the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. We awake to a beautiful, clear day, 27, 28 degrees. What a day it's going to be for you as a steward overseeing these 10 races.
That's certainly an honour, Andrew, to be chairing a meeting of such calibre today, and as you said earlier today, I don't think we've ever seen a better sprint race in Australia.
You're so right. The makeup is just unbelievable. And just for people that are tuning in that may be not regulars, but at this time of the year they are, but all of these horses went through veterinary examinations in the last two or three days.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. All the Kosciuszko and Everest horses that subject to veterinary examinations this week, routine integrity checks on the days leading up, and they've all been sampled without a competition samples as well. So we've basically left no stone unturned in respect to all those runners in the feature races today.
Okay. Righto. Well, take us through, again, for listeners that may be tuning in on Everest Day, getting the information from our form analysts. You're about to give us two or three horses here that have come out of previous races with not a lot of luck.
Yeah, sure, Andrew. So in the first race, number one postcode at Randwick on the 5th of October, having obviously its first start, but between the 400 metres and the 200 metres, it was held up for clear running. Then near the 200 metres, it was shifted to the inside to obtain that run at that point. But then we did race a little tight thereafter, and its effort finishing second behind the eventual winner there, Global Quest, was good in the circumstances. A couple also have a Kosciuszko race 5, number 8, Handle the Truth. Randwick on the 5th of October, finished 5th behind Senor Fox, only beaten just over a length, but just soon after straightening, was shifted to the inside to obtain clear running, but then between the 300 and 200 metres it raced tight before losing its run about 150 metres, then shifted to the outside where it finished the race off well and certainly should have finished much closer. And also number 14, Luna Mia at Canterbury on the 25th of September, just on jumping, was crowded on the home turn in the early part of the straight. It was then held up for clear running and probably didn't get out until about the final 100 metres, and it finished the race off quite nicely when finishing fourth behind Dunbrady Power. And probably one other to mention, Andrew, in race six, the Sydney Stakes Deprive, out of the Rupert Clark at Caulfield on this 21st of September. The stewards there reported that went back from a wide gate, but just at the 600 metres, had to be steady when another runner didn't take it into the race, and then had to make a very wide run on the turn, and it finished the race off well. So, but certainly some circumstances there that the race wasn't run to suit Deprive.
Righto, so that's Deprive in the Sydney Stakes, race 6 today. Mark, we'll see you out here later. I hope it's a quiet day in there, but we'll wait and see what unfolds.
No, look forward to it, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. We're broadcasting from Randwick this morning. Ron Duppas is here. And the Tabs' Glenn Munsey is joining us for the first time. Munns, extraordinary what this day, after just two runnings, is supplying us today for the third running.
Absolutely unbelievable. Good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning to Ronnie. Good morning, everyone. Absolutely unbelievable. You've got your Santa Ana Lane on. It must be welded onto you. You've had it on that often in the last couple of days. You'll have to... Have you sent it to the dry cleaner or anything?
I've
like
only
that?
Worn it for 20... No.
It's, for, yeah, you have worn it for 24 hours. You've taken it off.
I wore it to bed last night. But hey, well, that's how Tab so close is with Santa Ana Lane.
Now, listen, talk about Santa Ana Lane. Do you fancy Santa Ana Lane?
I do.
Do you want $10 about Santa Ana Lane?
Hang on.
They are $10 about Santa Ana Lane. When's get you strap yourself in, go to sports
now,
go to today's specials, racing specials, Santa Ana Lane to win the Everest, $10 available now. It's a $25 limit, one bet only.
Oh, hang on.
But there, that's your opportunity.
Where do
Simon's
you go?
In go to sport on your Tab app, leak down to featured sports, click on today's specials. Then go to racing specials. Right at the top it says Santa Ana Lane, win Everest. Click on that and you go, hang on, it's $10. Maximum bet $25. One bet per customer. New South Wales Tab account customers only. Another reason why you should have a Tab account. So $25 on Santa Ana Lane at $10 to win today's Everest. New South Wales Tab account customers only.
Okay.
Straight off the bat, the generosity just abounding from me.
Well, that's why I'm wearing the Santa Ana Lane jacket. The love for Santa Ana today.
Which has actually given Simon Denopoulos enough time
to get on.
Have the 25 on it.
Yeah.
Haven't you, Simon?
I'm already on, Munz. That's unbelievable. $10. You're 25. You certainly got to have that on for sure.
Yeah. It's a little saver, isn't it?
Yeah, there's 3,838 on it since we started.
Right. I think their liability, what was it, $250,000?
It's about, I think it's... might be...
To lose $250,000.
To lose $250,000.
Yeah,
so it'll be...
It's a great little thing.
So, yeah, to take out $250,000.
Yep.
Righto, so that's the Santa Ana Lane offer that's right now there at $10. Go to it through your Tab app. Simon Denopoulos, we better give you a proper introduction because today there'll be many listeners tuning in that may not be regular racing followers that are coming out today that want a 9 or 10 winners, Simon, from Racing and Sports.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Munns. Morning, Ronnie. Yeah, we'll do our best. 10 races. Surely we can find a few winners, Ron. We got that many chances, but
yeah.
Look, a deep card. I think there's a bit of value to be found early on, and obviously the highlight is the Everest, and then, of course, the cracker card at Caulfield, so no better day to be a punter than today.
Exactly. We've got the Wingman beer ad to go through again this morning, and we've got 10 races, so we better get a pumping here.
And I've got some massive news about Wingman beer. After hearing the ad last week, Dan Murphy's was straight on the phone and said, we're going to carry Wingman beer because of how big it was last week.
All right, well, more on that shortly. So let's get cracking. The first race, the two-year-olds here, the Harold's Victory Vein Plate.
Yes, and with all this commotion going on, I haven't written down the deductions here.
Come on, Larry.
Too busy eating out there.
Trying to get on Santa Ana Lane at $10.
Yeah. The Harold's Victory Vein Plate here, the two-year-old set weights and penalties over the 1,000. We start with Postcode, who's the $1.55 favourite. Circularity out. I'll get those for you in a minute. Eastern Wind, Gary Colvin all the way up from Wagga. Mm. Good on you, Gaz. $26 chance. Endorsers are scratching. Now, Gravina, blinkers on. Now, that's a gear change because she didn't carry blinkers in the trial. So that's a gear change for her at $12. Marungle for Con Cafetaris at $8. Prime Star is a $21 chance. Tommy Gold at $6.50. Diamond Cat, at $31. And time is precious with Andrew should have something on that because he'll only say it 50 times this morning at $8. Most popular runner here is the favourite, Postcode. Four times the amount of money on the bottom one, time is precious. Third pick, Tommy Gold.
And what have we learned from the trials here, Simon?
Yeah, good bit of speed in this race, as you would expect, over the 1,000 metres. Diamond Cat, time is precious. I think they'll want to utilise their inside draws. Tommy Gold looks to come across, along with Marungle from out wide. So good speed here, Ron, as you would expect.
Yeah, across the board, isn't it? A race is, you know, vital in a race like this. You know, the format, the Breeders' Plate, a run under your belt. $1.55, I don't know. He's top pick, one postcode. Really like the way he moves, Tommy Gold. I love what he did in the trial. He just it was like a rocking horse. He just showed good speed. He relaxed and looked to have something. Keen to have a look at him today. Six Morungal went much better in his second trial. He went like a gazelle sprinting home. And that with that little gear change, I like that. With not having had the blinkers on in the trial, Gravina could go a lot better than what he trialed. 1865.
Yeah, same on top for me, postcode. I think it's hard to get away. I know it's obvious the breeder's plate is good form, but I think it will really work out. I think the winner's pretty smart. Godolphin weren't one to hide their opinion of their horse. So postcode didn't have the best of luck there. I think if he runs anywhere near that level, he's certainly going to take some beating. Or the debutants will have to be pretty smart to topple him. Morungal really taken by his second trial. I think he can measure up. Tommy Gold, a Sacred Falls kicking off over 1,000. That's the one question mark for me, but James McDonald booked for John O'Shea has to be respected. And number 10, Time is Precious, can also run well. But I think postcode sets a pretty decent mark to run at. My numbers 1, 6, 8 and 10.
Of course, Darren Flindell is fully prepped up for Tab Everest Day. He'll be calling all the action across anywhere you're listening to today and watching. He likes number 1 postcode as well to beat 8, 6 and 5. 1, 8, 6 and 5. And he was prepped up last night at the Santa Ana Lane function that Tab held together. No surprise who won his phantom call.
No $10 there.
No $10.
I tell you what, this is just about to run out. There's been 18,000 go on this while you did the first race.
Fair.
$25 a pop. So remember that. Yeah, today's special, Santa Ana Lane to win the Everest. $10.
Do it now.
$25 maximum bet there. One bet only. New South Wales Tab customers. Now, the deductions in the first circularity, 10 and 10, and endorse 3 and 3. This is very close to shutting.
Yeah.
Who says we
can
don't
you use
get
your multiplier months as well?
No, sorry.
What do you want?
Next thing, you'll be going for second to fifth prize money off that if you come to the races
the
today.
There's the bonus again today for people that aren't in venue mode. It's races 1 to 6, first, second and third.
Yep.
But once again, venue mode on your phone. Even Ronnie worked it out. He'd had 18 bets before we did the preview last week.
I turned my bonus bets into something Wednesday, so I got a prize out of it.
So, venue mode, most important if you're at the races here, but any race meeting.
Wherever you go.
So
if you go into your local tab.
Yeah, second, third, fourth and fifth.
Yeah,
wow.
On every race.
Every race.
Venue
every
today.
Race. Righto,
race two
that's
here.
That's closed now. Santa Ana, that special is closed, so it lasted 12 minutes and 11 seconds.
Okay. Gee, the listeners and viewers were right onto that this morning. We thank you for being a part of Racing HQ.
Would you be that desperate to crush out for the 25 at, say, $4.60 or $5 and that's
Well, if I was a trader, I would.
Righto, let's go to race two here over the 2,000.
Yeah, a new sponsor, I'd say, here. Task Retail Technology, a benchmark 78 here for three-year-olds and upwards over 2,000 metres. And Ingie Goodby is $151 chance. I notice you left that name alone, Andrew. Humboldt Current at $3.40. Angel of Heaven, $2.80 in favourite. Maid of War, the dual acceptor, runs here at $8. Super Tycoon, $126. Lady Cuvée at $11. Johnny Vinco at $6. Miss Moana with bandages on the front at $21. Duchess of Lennox at $7. And Fastnet Cyclone is a $51 chance. Well, best supported runner here is Angel of Heaven. As much as $4.60, bet about it. Steady firms, $4.60, $3.80, $3. $2.90 already this morning into $2.80. Just under double the investment on Humboldt Current, who's been $3.50, $3.40, $3.50, $3.40, and third pick a fair way away would be Made of Ore, as much as $11 bet about it.
Visitor from Canberra takes the lead up here, Simon. Made of Ore?
Yeah, looks that way, Andrew. Looks a slow race on paper. I think she lands there by default, really. The one being well supported, Angel of Heaven, has been getting back, but I think Nash is a key booking there in a race with not a lot of speed. Expect her to be a bit more prominent today up in trip. Humboldt Current certainly won't want to give away that inside draw. And possibly Johnny Vinco could settle closer. But, yeah, not a lot of obvious speed on paper, Ron.
No, messy race as far as that's concerned. I'm very keen on Humboldt Current here. I'm shocked he's they've come for Angel of Heaven big time here, but I'm still hard in his corner. I know he hasn't won for a long time now, but he's busting to win another race. Well, it's been well documented the first two out of that race have gone on to win cups last week, so that depth of form still looks okay to me. She's the danger, Angel of Heaven. She's ready third up now at 2,000 metres. She's going to help herself. She can over-race. She's not the easiest ride. So if she relaxes, I really consider her a big threat, but if she doesn't, she's in a bit of trouble. Seven, Johnny Vinko, missed the start and couldn't find his position the other day. His previous win was very good. And Maid of Awe is just in really rare form at the moment. Two, a special, 3.74.
Yeah, found it really tricky. 7 of 10 on last start ratings. There's only about two lengths between them, so I found it a pretty tricky race to really narrow it down. I'm happy to have a throw at the stumps with Miss Moana. She's big odds in this race, but I certainly think she can measure up. She went out off a career peak at Morpheville and then returned a winner at Wyong. Horses don't generally win from where she was over the mile there, so I'm taking she's back better than ever. I think she'll improve second up. The step up in trip's another tick. She'll get back in a slowly run race, which is a concern, but I think she can run home into the finish at good odds. I think the danger is Angel of Heaven. I think she's well set up. Third up, Nash going on. I think she settles closer. No surprise to see the support for her. No knock on Humboldt Current. I think he comes obviously out of the better form races. Back in grade here, he should measure up and gets a lovely run from that draw. And of the rest, number 7, Johnny Vinko. He certainly measures up off his last start effort. He closed off well there, and he can run well. But, yeah, happy to have her throw out the stumps and Miss Moana. She was good first up. I think she can take another step here. My numbers 8, 3, 2 and 7.
For Darren Flindell, number 2, Humboldt Current, to beat 7, 3 and 4. 2, 7, 3 and 4 for Darren in race number 2. Race 3, obviously today the major country races, all the horses in the $1.3 million Kosciuszko, but there's still plenty of quality in today's Tab Highway.
And probably the most open highway we've ever had. Today's Tab Highway is a Class 3 over 1,100 metres. We start with Can't Find Snippy here with Pads on the front at $21. Burning Crown, $3.60 in favourite. Irish Songs at $9.50. The Stablemate, Equal Balance, both for Kurt Goldman, of course, at $26. Gundy is a scratching, 1 cent the win and 2 cents a place. Screenshot, now we've got blinkers on, a tongue control bit on, earmuffs on pre-race, and the tongue tie comes off for Cody Morgan and the Hippo. It's a $13 pop. Zardoro at $12. Gumshoe with blinkers on for Mark Quinn at $8. Hit the Target is a $14 chance. The Drake at $26. We've got Lady Demi at $15. Acquittal with the synthetic hoof filler off at 19. Feel the Night at 23. Plonker at $5. Art of Dance at $34. Elegant Ellen is out. 1 cent the win, nothing the place. Danzibar Dancer. Now, Lee Magorian, the jockey there, if you haven't got him, at 71. Legend of Oz with the winkers on at 71. Scratch the bottom two, no deduction. Right, after big field here, very, very little separates. And when I say that, it is the grand total of $114. Most popular runner is Zardoro, 26-14 even today, 14 into 12. Second pick is Gumshoe, 11 into 8, and then Irish Song. So they're happy to go wide in the highway.
And the gear changes there that Glenn explained with Screenshot. It'll be interesting here from an inside draw.
Yeah, it looks, you'd imagine me one of the front runners. It's probably looking at the map here, it's easy to tell you who's not going to go forward because there's just speed everywhere in this race. Not sure who's really going to take it up. Burning Crown, work to do from out wide. Art of Dance alongside him. Gumshoe's good fresh. Plonker. So they should fly, Ron.
Yeah, they should. And although I'm tipping the favourites here, there were some good options at long odds here. And I see they've trimmed Terry Robinson's pairs up here that were ridiculous odds earlier. I'm tipping Burning Crown. I like what he did in that benchmark race the other day. I know he hasn't won in a while. He's always had a boom on him. I think he might be able to deliver on the big stage here today. Two on top, Burning Crown. I think the danger is 14, Plonker. He did a really good job at getting himself out of trouble at Port Macquarie last week. He was in all sorts of trouble and looks a progressive sort of horse. 8, Gumshoe has got terrific fresh form, and they've found Bowman for him. And best of the rest, I thought, was number 7 here, Zadora, who was ridiculous odds considering his consistent highway form at 26. 12 is more realistic. He'll be running home and he'll love the speed up front. Jenny had a bit of a twinkle in her eye with the Drake this morning. So I see he's 51 into 26. He might do something. 2, 14, 8 and 7.
Yeah, this looks wide open. One of the more open highways that we've seen in some time. I found it hard to really rule any of these out. I've landed on Plonka. The way he won at Port Macquarie, you don't really see horses do that. He was held up, and only got out late. Sharp improvement on what he did first up. He didn't have a lot of luck there behind Desert Man, and good to see him back in good order. The wide draw, I think if he can just get into the running line, hopefully with a bit of cover, I think he can get to the middle of the track and be hard to hold out. I think the danger is number 2, Burning Crown. 2 rock-solid performances to begin this preparation. 3rd up should be at his top. He's well-placed back in this grade. He has sort of, wouldn't say shirked it, but he's had a few opportunities now. But he should run well off what he's done this time in. Number 9 hit the target. Thinks another one that sets up well. 3rd up, good improvement last start. Certainly on time figures, measures right up here. And number 3, Irish Songs. Forgive the start prior on his best form in this grade. He's certainly more than up to this. But, yeah, wide open race. My numbers 14, 2, 9 and 3.
Darren Flindell likes number 3, Irish Songs, to beat 8, 7 and 11. 3, 8, 7 and 11. This is Racing HQ, Tab Everest Day, and we'll be back to look at the first of the stakes races, the Reginald Allen, after the break.
Dynamic syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer an impeccably bred colt. Buy a Group 1 winner from a Group 1 winner and a half brother to a Group 2 winner. Buy Champion Racehorse and Sire Piero from La Rocha, Group 1 Oaks winner and sister to Derby winner Black Friars and Talloch Stakes winner Manton. Our colt is a half brother to Group 2 winner Rocker. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this classics colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Hi, I'm Edward from Hobart. In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The OnDeck experience for me was quick and easy.
When it's time to grow your small business, you can rely on OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group have lent over $12 billion globally and are trusted by over 100,000 small business owners worldwide. For access to funds as fast as the same business day, visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Mum, want a bonus Woolies e-gift card valued up to $300?
Yes.
Well, buy a selected Bosch, Fisher & Paykel, Westinghouse, Beko, Amiga, DeLonghi, Smeg or Electrolux cooking appliance or dishwasher or a Vintec wine cabinet.
That's all. Well, buy yourself a wine cabinet. Here's the shopping list.
Buy selected cooking appliances, dishwashers or wine cabinets at Bingley.
And receive a bonus Woolies e-gift card valued up to $300 from Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
I'm Michelle Payne. I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
She had a dream. It's not just about speed. It's about patience.
The girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup.
To fulfil her destiny.
I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're not ready.
I'm ready, Dad.
From director Rachel Griffiths comes the inspirational true story of Michelle Payne.
Can I do this?
I don't know. I can.
Teresa Palmer, Sam Neill, and Stevie Payne as himself. Ride Like a Girl in cinemas now.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Randwick on Tab Everest Day, and don't forget, whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call them on the Sydney number 8913 1640, 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
I insured a yearling foal yesterday with HQ. I should have rung you. I might have got a bit off
special
the brokerage
deal.
Fees.
Yeah. Could have given you a jacket. Could have given you a jacket plus the percentage of HQ. But they'll look after you there. I'm HQ sure Insurance. Righto, moving through this 10 race card with Ron Duffacy, Simon Dinopoulos, and the Tabs, Glenn Munsey, and we're up to race 4.
Yeah, the Bisley workwear, which Andrew hasn't got one of those on, but he's got his Santa Ana jacket welded to his body. The Bisley workwear, Reginald Allen here for three-year-old fillies over 1,400 metres. We start with Avon River as a $7 chance. Maya Saar at $12. Matty Rocks at $5. We've got Still Single, $4.60. That price actually makes it favourite. Then we've got Betcha Flyin' at $5.50. Aesop's Fable with the barrier blanket on at $23. Special Snap at $4.80. Written With Ease is out, no deduction. Charlize, it's running in Melbourne, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Akari with the earmuffs pre-race at $7. St. Covered Spirit out, no deduction. Pelorian, if you're wondering about it, it's running at Newcastle, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. And Bright Rubik out, 1 cent the win and nothing the place. Very, very little separating. Bet you fly and Special Snap here. Special Snap, the majority of the money has come for it this morning. It's been $6 into $4.80 already today. Betcha Flyin's got a trim up this morning, especially Chris Waller told Ronnie to have something on it. $6 to $5.50. That's for Still Single from $4 out to $4.60, and Matty Rocks $4.60 out to $5. Who takes it up here?
You'd imagine, I think the well-supported runner Special Snap looks your leader. Again, this is another race today that looks slow or there's not a lot of speed. Aesop's Fable in lower grade had been leading. Possibly he can use that inside draw. And I was happy to hear Ron ask Chris Waller, you'd imagine Still Single is the one of his three that presses forward. Betcha Flyin' goes back. But again, not a lot of obvious speed, Ron.
No, it's a tactical battle. Still, and with the scratchings here, there's only eight runners. I love this filly's first run, first up run. Betcha Flyin', she was first up after 10 weeks there. She lengthened and ate up the ground there later. There was something about that that I think she might be above average. So, yeah, she carries mine today, for sure. I think the danger could be number 10 here, Akari. He had the Libertini form last time. I know she only fell in that Wild Maiden the other day, but I think she presents well. Third up off a win here. Four Still Single. Looks to have a touch of quality about her, and if she gets into a rhythm and gets an easy on pace run, she's certainly a big threat. Just the 11 to 14 is always a question mark with me. And Mayasa was very good winning first two from a spell, and the older, tougher mare's beat her the other day, but she was should have finished a length or two closer. I respect that move for Special Snap as well. I thought his first up run was good. So a bit of a betting race, this. 5, 10, 4 and 2.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with Betcha Flyin'. She was a big flashing light at Canterbury that day with the big weight, dominated by horses on speed there, and she closed off really, really well. Haven't seen her on a firm deck yet, and you'd imagine by Uncle Mo, she'll certainly appreciate getting onto firmer footing. Lack of speed, likely to get back of the two knocks, but agree with Ron, I think she's got the talent to overcome it. I think she's going to be hard to beat. And an unprompted push from Chris Waller this morning, another tick. So got her on top from the stablemate, Still Single, did a good job to break through for a maiden win first up. Her form behind Anaheed last time in certainly leaves her well placed here. And J-Max sticks. So she ticks enough boxes. I expect her to press forward from that draw. Fellow stablemate Matty Rocks, thought, you know, solid enough last start. Just got to get back to her pandemic run. If she gets back to that level of form, she has to be respected and do like her kept fresh. And have to respect Special Snap. With the lack of obvious speed in the race, she does look the leader. No surprise to see the support this morning. But I think Betcha Flyin's got a bit of ability. My numbers 5, 4, 3 and 7.
5 as well here for Darren Flindell. 5 to beat 7, 10 and 4 in race 4. 5, 7, 10 and 4. Well, they've got their positions into the Kosciuszko. We had the original draw, Glenn, with Racing New South Wales. We've got people that are coming to the races today in large numbers, hoping that their horse wins off their draws. I spoke to the Glenbourne Goat Chasers yesterday, the group there. There's so many of them.
Sounds a wild crew.
Yeah, it does.
Glenbourne Dam outside of Scone.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All the crew together. So we wish them all the very best, outside the trainers and the jockeys.
I think there's 40-odd people from the Shell Harbour Tab.
Yep.
They're in Handle the Truth.
Yep.
I think you'll find one chap's, he's got up trumps, and he's also got a share in Victorum.
Fair dinkum, yeah. Has he? Yeah, well,
yeah, his brother's got the, it's something tie in, but he's got a foot in both camps.
Yeah, it's a great story, this one. We talk about the Everest, but this is their Everest for the country people. Let's have a look at the latest with the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, and I heard Charles Kelly yesterday from the Doncaster talking to TK on his final day, and good luck to TK. He said he's expecting a big night at the Donny for the country people after the Kosciuszko tonight.
I reckon the winner of the Kosciuszko will have a bigger party than the Everest.
Yeah, probably. Oh, well, you'll be down at the Donny's, Sime, just, slaking the thirst after a hard day anyway. Righto, let's have a look at the Cozzy. We start with Victorum, the favourite. Jenny and Shane have been here already this morning. I think they're off to Stable Talk for breakfast. At $2.50, that makes it favourite. Bell Flyers at $26. Noble Boys at $5.50. Don't Give a Damn has concussion plates on the front, but the tongue tie off at $21. Bobbing at $17. Tarbert, one of two runners for Johnny Shelton. A big effort there, and he's the defender. Champion trainer of the Kosciuszko. Tarbert's at $34. Sun Craze ran in the race last year and placed in the race last year. Blinkers off for Mello Gorman at $34. Then we've got Handle the Truth at $7.50. Starboy for Indiana Kavanagh at $26. Up Trumps at $81. Now, interesting here, Joey Cleary will give up part of the prize money that he earns to the Ricky Stewart Foundation out of Up Trumps. So a good gesture there from Cyclone Joe Cleary with Up Trumps. And I think the owners are the same. Sammy Shaw is there. It's an $81 chance. Awesome Pluck, second of the Jenny Graham runners at $15, I should say. Notation with the blinkers on and the winkers off at $6.50. Press Box at $51. And Luna Mia is a $31 chance. Well, this has been one-way traffic since the went final field on Wednesday with the barrier draw included, Victorum. You could have had $3.60 at that stage after it sat $4 forever in the all-in market, and since then it's gone $3.60, $2.70, $2.50, $2.60, $2.50, miles ahead of Noble Boy.
So what do they do with Star Boy here, Simon?
No choice but to lead from out wide, Andrew. I don't think it's a bad gate for him, really. Should be able to come across. Up Trumps, I'd imagine, presses forward. Notation with the blinkers on. I'd imagine Matty will want to be fairly prominent, not lead, but I'm hoping he'd want to be hoping to land in the 1-1. Handle the Truth, the official speed maps had it leading. I think that can happen if they want to. And Press Box the other to kick up from the inside. Don't Give a Damn is a big watch how he begins. If he begins well, he's fast enough to hold a position from that inside draw. And just on the favourite Victorum, I thought he began really well in his most recent trial. And I imagine Tommy, his two main dangers are going to be in front of him. So I don't think Tommy would want to be giving him too big a start, Ron.
No, I think he'll ride him how he's travelling. He's a fine line with him. I think he's much better horse ridden quietly, but it's dangerous ridden in quietly in a race like this. So if that makes sense.
And the stewards have just put out a note from Joe Cleary. Up Trumps to be ridden conservatively from barrier 12.
Whoa, okay. That takes a bit of sting out of the race. Look, yep. I'm with the favourite here, Victorum. He's slot I'll assist Braze, 85-year-old. He got it as a Father's Day gift card.
Oh, how good.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And it's a great story. Yeah. I read some stuff on some of the slotolas, but good on you, Sess. I hope he can win for you.
Snippable?
It could be snippable.
Oh, that sounds handy to know.
Victorum on top for me, class horse. He was good fresh last prep at Scone over 1,100, so he'll be charging over the top of him here. A lot of respect for Noble Boy. I think it's a favourites race. He's an emerging talent with that winning strike rate that he's got. Four Don't Give a Damn could be the bet for me. At the price he is, I think he might be in his form from two preps ago. You know, where he beat horses like Trekking. He's an interesting horse if he can take advantage of that barrier one. No knock at all on Handle the Truth. He's been beautifully prepared by, like most of these horses. 1, 3, 4, and 8.
Yeah, with you with Victorum, Ronnie. Found it very hard to get away from him. He just brings proper form into this race, and he's certainly well treated at the weights. I thought his two trials have been very good. His latest under Tommy Berry, just finding the line nicely. And I think it's a perfect draw for him, as mentioned. I think he can get into a good spot. I don't think he has to get too far back, and Tommy knows who he has to run down. So I think he's the best performed horse in this race, certainly on his listed win at Eagle Farm last time in, and wasn't disgraced in Group 3 company prior to a break. So he's the class and the one to beat. I think the danger is number 12 Notation, drops back in trip, but I think he's well set up off the freshen up. We've seen some of our best sprint performances have come with horses back in trip. So I think she is well set up. I would have probably preferred her with the sting out, but still expect her to run really well. Handle the truth, didn't have a lot of luck first up. He generally spikes second up. He's got the talent to be winning this. And number three, Noble Boy. My one knock, he obviously met Victorum last start. It's a 3.5 kilo swing in Victorum's favour, and he beat him comfortably there. So I think there's a bigger gap than the market currently shows at this point. But all over Victorum here, my numbers 1, 12, 8 and 3.
Race caller Darren Flindell likes number three, Noble Boy, to win the Kosciuszko to beat 1-8 and 6, 3-1, 8 and 6 in the fifth race at 2.50. And I mentioned those Stewart's notes with Joe Cleary has advised Up Trumps to be ridden conservatively. Trainer Chris Waller has reported that Dance 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 has sustained cuts on near side hip on the walker this morning, has been cleared by the stable vet and will be inspected by Racing New South Wales vets when arrives on course today. So that news just coming through from the stewards. And
should have put a slower song on for Dance 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 instead of a an old disco song. When it went in the walker a bit quieter.
What would they have played?
Oh, they put Staying Alive or something like that. In your vintage.
Well, what they would have had on at the Chris Waller stable. Sky Sports Radio.
Oh,
they would have had us on, listening to us.
Of course.
Righto, let's move to the...
They might have had a slice of heaven on for the Kiwis.
Let's move to the Camera House Sydney Stakes. This is the, the Everest consolation.
Yeah, and over the last 2 years, of course, plenty have been written about how quick this race has gone as compared to the Everest. But we've got Brutal here as the favourite at $1.85. Home of the Brave is an $8 chance. Brave Song at $10. Dothraki at $26. Easy Eddie at $18. Deprive, looking to maintain its unbeaten Randwick record, at $10. Kaspersky, here we go. We've got Blinkers On, Tongue Tie On, A Stallion Chain On, The Blindfold comes off, The Lugging Bit comes off, The Nose Roll comes off, and The Wraps come off because it hasn't run since October 17. And it's a $31 chance, and it has been supported, Ronnie. Redouble is a $26 pop. Jonker with the blinkers off at $41. Sir Plush at $81. Sandbar with the tongue tie on and the visor off at $41. Champagne Cuddles with the blinkers on at $8. And Fiesta with a tongue tie on at $19. Well, the only thing that'll be worrier here if you're on Brutal is the overs god. Went up $3 on Monday, $2.25 Wednesday. It's $185, $190, $185 the last couple of days. Panels in front of Champagne Cuddles.
And drawn nicely. Who takes it up, Simon?
You'd imagine Home of the Brave looks your most likely to take it up from that middle draw. Jonker, I think, can show speed. Brutal, interesting to see if they take a sit today. I think there's enough pressure in the race if they want to. Easy Eddie and Sandbar and the old boy Dothraki won't be too far away. So watching Brutal early, Ron, whether they want to lead or just take a sit.
Yeah, look, interesting, isn't it? I think they'll take a sit today. Grand final, 2 weeks, 1,500. Is he vulnerable today? I don't think so, but is $1.85 too short to find out? Probably. I'm tipping him one Brutal. He looks a serious horse, doesn't he? To do what he did there first up the market, knew that he was up to the task, and he come through with flying colours. 12 Champagne Cuddles. Now I love her at 1200, and I love her when she's in a fast race with her blinkers back on at 1200, where she's better ridden quietly. She just hasn't had the opportunity to be ridden that way so far. 6 Deprived, can't deny the Randwick record. 13 Fiestas, but one of the past two preparations very well fresh, although Chris sounds like he hasn't got a wound up, saying this morning maybe second up this time, but I'll put her in anyway. 112, 613.
Yeah, found it very hard to get away from Brutal, given what he did first up. I thought staying at 1,200 was a slight concern, but then after doing the speed map and seeing it is high pressure, I think that certainly plays in his favour. Just either leads or gets a sit there for Tommy Berry. I know it's the semi-final before the grand final, but I think all things being equal, Brutal has to be off his best for his rivals to beat him today. If he runs up to his best, I don't think there's anything in this field that can beat him. So I can understand why he's marked odds on in this field. Home of the Brave, a few of the yard watchers were quick to tell you it's the best he paraded for a long time last start, and he ran accordingly. He was coming back on the line on Brutal. I know getting onto a fast track or firm deck probably isn't in his favour, but I think you've got to respect he is back in good form, and if that's the case, he can certainly run well again. Easy Eddie, certainly got to be kept safe. I thought he was really good first up. He's a sneaky good horse, Easy Eddie. I think he's often underrated, but he can certainly run well here. And number 12, Champagne Cuddles. She doesn't do a lot of winning, but she rarely runs a bad race. I think Nash is a great booking for her. She can run well. But, yeah, I think Brutal, if he turns up in his best form, he'll be winning. My numbers 1, 2, 5 and 12.
Darren Flindell goes with Deprive here, number 6 for Hugh Bowman to beat 5, 1 and 13. 6, 5, 1 and 13 for Darren in the Sydney Stakes.
Don't be surprised if the on-course bookies here get this out, Brutal, because it's one of those situations where they're going to look at the fact, well, we were prepared to put it up $3 on Monday and $2.25 on Wednesday in the final field, and here it is $1.85. Mm. They haven't had the chance to get something out of it, so don't be surprised they lead the charge to get it out.
All right. The first members are near their gates. The gates open at 9:45 in just over an hour, and the first group are there listening to us, getting the winners from the guys, and after the break, we'll look at the Tab Everest.
Mum, do you have any interest in what I'm about to say?
Well, I have zero interest, Lionel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Me having no interest?
Bingley having no interest for 60 months.
I'm interested.
Spend over $2,300 at Bingley and receive 60 months interest free.
60 months? That's 5 years interest free at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Approved applicants only. Fees, conditions, and minimum finance amount $2,300 apply. Credit by FlexiCards Australia. Offer ends October 21, 2019.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
With over 400 winning graduates since 2013, the English Ready to Race sale continues to be the best source of success of its kind. The 2019 edition will be held at Riverside Stables on Tuesday, October 22. To view the catalogue, visit English.com.au.
Hi there, Sydney traffic update here with absolutely nothing to report. All lanes clear on the M5 East, General Holmes Drive, even Oxford Street. Where is everyone? Hang on, a huge crowd over at Royal Randwick. Of course, it's the Tab Everest. Clearly, it's the only place to be.
The Tab Everest, the world's richest race on turf. Saturday, 19th of October, Royal Randwick. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, 1-800-858-858.
At Wingman, we've got your back. We're so excited by our new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager. We're putting out a challenge. Next time you buy your beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've ever had, take it back and Wingman will refund your money. Visit wingmanbeer.com.au to see where we've landed, and if you can't find us at your local, call us on 1-300-45-BEER. Take the Wingman challenge today. Enjoy responsibly.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
The staff are getting everything ready for you. Coming out here today, there's still some general admission tickets available. If you're heading out here, they're still there at the gates, which open for the general public at 10:15, with the members' gates opening at 9:45. We've come to the big one, the $14 million Tab Everest, and what a star lineup we've got.
Yeah, definitely the deepest Tab Everest we've had, in my opinion. This is race number 7, quarter past 4. Don't forget, if you're in venue today, all races at Randwick, if your horse runs 2nd, 3rd, 4th or 5th, you'll qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50. Yes, that's correct, 2nd to 5th. And all races at Randwick in venue mode. Click it on your Tab app on your mobile device. Here is the market on the Tab Everest. Santa Ana Lane is the $4.40 favourite. Pirata at $6.50. Already $7 given about it this morning. Red Zell at $10. Nature Strip at $26. Trekking at $34. Classique Legend at $18. 10 sovereigns into $17 now. Elise with the earmuffs pre-race at $13. Sunlight at $11, and she got into as short as 10. In her time, 21. Acadia Queen, now it's listed as earmuffs pre-race. That is incorrect. She carried earmuffs pre-race at Rose Hill, first up in the Theo Mark, so disregard that. And she's a $5.50 chance, a $5 chance, and we've already given $5.50 this morning. Yes, 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 at 9 with the blinkers on and scratch the rest. Now, from Wednesday, Santa Ana Lane has basically said double the investment than any other runner. That has shortened up now. He's still appreciably more than any other runner. Acadia Queen second, Pirata third, Red Zell fourth, and that's the way it's been. Not Little Darling, but that's the way it's been since Wednesday. It's been market order, popularity-wise.
Righto. Well, they've been very upfront with Nature Strip coming across from the wide draw here.
Yeah, and looks to be your leader. 10 Sovereigns, he led throughout in the July couple, virtually down his side of the track. So he's got enough speed here. I know a lot will consider the UK races, they do run them differently, but he's got speed enough certainly to press forward. Red Zell and Sunlight, I think they're your default just off the pace runners. And then it's a very interesting jostle for position in behind them. Pirata, Arcadia Queen, in her time, Classic Legend, and yes, they're all vying for that position behind Sunlight and Red Zell. So going to be very interesting early. I can't imagine Tommy's going to let Arcadia Queen find the fence in front of him. So I'd imagine Tommy would want to push up and get behind Sunlight. Classique in her time, yes. So it's going to be very interesting jostle of a position. You touched on it, Ronnie, or briefly on Formline. My theory all week is sort of saying, everyone's saying how it's going to be high pressure, there's a lot of speed. The problem is both leaders don't have targets on their back. I think Nature Strip and 10 Sovereigns lead this, and I'm just concerned that everyone will let them go and they'll be worrying about themselves out the back, similar to the Newmarket with Braze and Bow, and they could get away with it. So I think you've got to keep the leaders safe in your quaddy for sure.
Yeah, I think all options are open here. We're talking big money, high stakes, a fat field that's got no tail. And yeah, it's an opinion race. I'm sure everyone knows these horses. They'll have their own opinion, and it doesn't need us to tell you what to back. But I'm backing Arcadia Queen, and market's been a bit of a yo-yo with her. I'm interested to see what happens. You know, there's a chance she could be $7, or she could get back into $3.90. I don't know. But I'd love to be betting after 200 metres, 300 metres. I just hope she can adapt to what happens early in this race. If she can get on the bit, exactly what Chris said. If she can travel, get into the clear, four or five lengths off him, I think she's the one. Santa Ana Lane, similar. He needs clear running. We know his performance. It's out there for everyone to see. He proved that he's come back from Hong Kong. Pirata is just in career best form, trained as a sprinter now, lovely draw, adaptable to all tactics here. He could get to 40-1 here, Nature Strip. I just can't let him go. It's up to the Nature Strip himself. If he wants to amble to the front and then get his, you know, 11-3 or something, then he'll give a big, big kick. I'm terrified of the three-year-old. The three-year-olds have been running the time of the good horses. Well, these top couple out of the Golden Rose anyway. And I love the blinkers on him. He was really keen in the blinkers in his only trial. I think he's dangerous. 11-1-2-4.
Yeah, races like this, my boss Gary says, you just got to trust the numbers here, and Santa Ana Lane is the highest rated sprinter in this field. So he's your default top pick for me. I thought he did enough first up. He'll spike second up. Inside draw, I'll be honest, I wasn't really happy with it, but he's going to get back. And you got Mark Zara riding in the best form at the moment, so interesting to see how far back he settles. He was a length off him in the TJ, but I think Mark's just got it. He can come up the inside as well. He's not a default down the outside horse, so he just needs the brakes at the right time. And if he runs up to what he did in the TJ, Jeeves is going to take a good performance to beat him. I think the bet in the race is certainly 10 Sovereigns. Bit of money for him now. Good to see. $26 was just wrong. This is a serious, serious colt. He's winning the July Cup, saw him rated 126, so the same rating as Pirata. I think if you're not sure who to back, he's certainly a bet to have each way. And as mentioned, I think the leaders, everyone's expecting them to come back. They could get away with it. He's a very smart horse. So if he gets to the front or outside Nature Strip, he's going to take some beating. Number two, Pirata, I love him. Expect him to run really well. I'm hoping he can get to that position behind Sunlight. If he does, he's certainly going to be hard to hold out. And of the rest, number 11, Arcadia Queen. Have to respect her on talent. I don't think anyone's suggesting 1,200 is her peak trip, but she probably has the talent to overcome it. I'm just worried she's going to get back a long way on the inside and get locked away. But I think Santa, if he gets the brakes, he's the best horse in the race, and I'm happy to side his way. My numbers 1, 7, 2 and 11.
Darren Flindell, like Santa Ana Lane as well, number one to be 2, 11, 6, and 10 in her time is his fifth tip. 1, 2, 11, 6, and 10. And don't forget the $3 million pool in the first four today in the Tab Everest, race number 7 through the Tab. Let's move to race 8, the Craven Plate.
Yeah, the Yulong Australia Craven Plate here over 2,000 metres, where the Clapper, Happy Clapper, is favourite now at $3.40, just in front of Samadout at $3.50. Lifeless Ordinary at $4.40. Stampede is a $6.50 chance. Tally's at 10. Cascadian scratched Wednesday to run in the last. 5 cents a win at 6 cents a place. The deduction there. The Candyman at 21. No, that's Lindsay Murphy, not the Candyman. He used to be the egg and bacon roll delivery man, but now he's the Kembla director. Yeah. Harper's Choice at $34. Earmuffs off today, and the pacifiers off as well. And we got Dance. The Norton bit on, the lugging bit comes off, the tongue tie comes off, and suffered a couple of superficial wounds this morning on the walker. It'll be examined when it gets to the races, and it's a $12 chance. Well, the Clapper here is the most popular runner. He has doubled the investment of any other runner. He's been 340 steady this morning. Samadout's been 340 to 350. He's got a twist in. Lifeless Ordinary, 460 to 440 this morning.
Who takes it up?
It's a battle between Samadout and Stampede, and Samadout has the advantage of that inside draw. I think both will want to find the fence, so you'd imagine it's advantage Samadout with that barrier. Harper's Choice and the old boy, Happy Clapper, look to trail them, but could be an interesting first sort of 200 metres, Ron.
It will be. Differing opinions here. I know he's had 9 goes at 2,000, but when you want to, you know, dissect, pull him apart, he hasn't had one against this sort of opposition. So I'm left with Happy Clapper today. I want to give him another chance. Third up, he's been placed in the race before at this distance. I'll go with him. I think Tally, you know, I never thought you'd be tipping Tally in a race like this, but it looks like a target race, third up, track and distance that he's won at, and his runs have been very good, full of merit. 3 Lifeless Ordinary, he's been in good form since the winter, and 2 Samadout. His only issue here is a Stampede, a very fit Stampede. That's, other than him being in the race, he would have been top pick. 1, 5, 3, and 2.
Yeah, I'll go with Samadout, just with that advantage of the draw over Stampede. I think he can find the fence, and Stampede can make him do a bit of work, but he's certainly rock hard fit now, Samadout, and I think dry track last start, he would have beaten very elegant. So Bjorn's done a great job with him this time in. I think he'll take some catching. The old boy, Happy Clapper, 40,000 people there today. There'll be a few cheering the old champ. Hopefully he can run well. I think he is looking for the trip now, although his record doesn't suggest it. The way the race was run last start just didn't suit him. Third up, 2,000 metres, want to see the old boy run well. Lifeless Ordinary, a target race, showed good improvement. Second up, Hugh Bowman on from a good draw, should run well. And how do you knock Stampede? He just keeps fronting up. He was really good in the Metrop. I think, you know, him and Samadout look to make the running here, and they're going to be both hard to get past. Tricky little race, and yeah, I've got no knock on Tally as well, Ron. I think he'll run well again. So my number's 2, 1, 3, 4. Good competitive race.
Darren Flindell goes for the Clapper, number 1, to beat 3, 4, and 2. 1, 3, 4, and 2 in the Yulong Australia Craven Plate. Race 9, the new sponsor out here at the ATC, Bentley, sponsoring this and Ledger.
Actually drove past one of their dealerships on Thursday night, Bentley, down there in Ridge.
Car service.
Yeah, I dropped mine off and picked another one up. I dropped the convertible off and just got the normal sedan because, you know, just wanted to...
So driving along with the hair really slowing back?
Yeah, just flinging back. So,
more importantly...
I got it done yesterday, so I thought I'd have the roof on today so I didn't mess it up on the way to the races today.
Righto, please give us the market.
Lovely new sponsors of the ATC Bentley, and they are nice cars. Come play with me. Here is a $4.40 and favourite. Patrick Erin at $15. Gallic Chieftain with a Visor on today. The blinkers come off. Pressing for favouritism at $4.60. Charles Road at $7.50. Karzoff's at 10. Young Stars at 8. Big Duke is out. He's running in the Caulfield Cup. 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Nerf Boss, did he get a run?
No.
He missed out. Right. 4 cents a win and 3 cents a place. The deduction there. Hush Riders at 9. Master of Arts out this morning. 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Valak at 16. Our Century at 15. Azuro at 17. Cariff at 18. So your favourite's 440. Your roughie's $18 here. No runner gets to five figures. The most popular runner at this stage is Young Star in front of Gallic Chieftain. Then Come Play With Me and then Hush Rider.
Valak, well drawn here.
Yeah, looks to press forward. You'd imagine Hush Rider from the wide draw also comes across. I think Come Play With Me can tag it, and Sir Charles Road won't be too far away, Ron.
Yeah, agree with all that. He's a dry tracker, Hush Rider, and I think he's going really well and represents value here in a tough race. It's a deep race, this. Gallic Chieftain, love Sydney. Probably would have preferred a little bit more jar out of the track, but he's going well, fourth up here. I think she's very dangerous today, Young Star. As I said before, first run past 2,000 in a year, and that's when she ran a bottler in a Melbourne Cup. And Forster Charles Rose, it'll just keep batting away. I see he's firmed a lot, Cariff, since the early opening prices, and I didn't think he was the worst in the race, but now he's probably his right price. 9, 3, 6 and 4.
Yeah, better the day for me, Gallic Chieftain. I think the Metrop has to be the best form, and he's the best place horse out of it. Now, he's only up 3 kilos, where the rest are either 5.5 or 5. So he's the weight horse. I think he was just a run short last start, so fourth up at his top. Tommy rode him last start, sticks aboard here. He's the one to beat and the bet in the race. I think Karzoff is the danger, brings different form, 28 days, nice soft trial. And stablemate Young Star finally gets to a trip. She's just been unsuitable races. So if she gets race run to suit, she should produce her best today. And number one, Come Play With Me, up against it at the weights. But look, he's racing well and has to be respected. But yeah, I think the Chief, it's his day today. My numbers 3, 5, 6 and 1.
Darren likes 6 Young Star to beat 4, 1 and 9. 6, 4, 1 and 9. The last on Everest Day at 6:10.
Yeah, the Star Mile, funnily enough, over 1,600 metres. An open handicap here, and starting with Cascadian at $4.60. My Naughty Hero at 31. Abdon out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Le Gerge at $41. The Lord Mayor at $26. Articus at 9. Emperor's Way at $23. Another dollar out. It's running in Brisbane. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Seaburge at 26. Penske at $5.50. Dealmaker at $4.60. Junipal, the favourite, at $4. And Ranier is an $8.50 chance. Once again, no runner gets to five figures here, but the most popular one is Junipal in front of Penske and then the toppy, Cascadia.
And Ron, Penske takes it up. What do you like?
Oh, I like him because of the fact he's the only leader here, Penske. And you know, I didn't have him anywhere when I first did the form, but then the map, and he's clearly on top. Then the Epsom horses, Junipal or Cascadia and Junipal. That has to be good form for a race like this. And Articus's last two runs have been great. I'm going to throw Nordic Hero in the quaddie. 10, 1, 12 and 6.
Yeah, all my focus down the bottom here. My numbers 10, 11, 12 and 13. Ronnie touched on it. Penske gets complete control. He gets a firm deck and he meets both Dealmaker and Junipal on better weight terms than the last time they met. So ticks all the boxes for me. Great each way bet. I think he'll lead and take plenty of catching. Obviously, Dealmaker back winning now, can run well again. Junipal, much better place back in this grade. And Ranier mixing his form this time in, but he's one that can bob up certainly on his best. But yeah, in the last 10, 11, 12 and 13.
Darren Flindell goes the 10 as well to beat 6, 1 and 12. 10, 6, 1 and 12. Your best, Simon?
Yeah, in the Selenger, Andrew. I think the Metrop has to be the best form, and we're with the Chief, Gallic Chieftain, race 9, number 3.
Good on you, mate. We'll see you here later on.
Sounds good, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos there, racing and sports. Duff, your best?
Races 2 and 4, Humboldt Current and Betcha Flying are my best.
Righto, that is 2-2 and 4-5. And we thank Mick's Bakery for dropping in, a sponsor of the Australian Mick? Turf Club. Mick dropped in an Everest pie. For those that are heading out here today, latch onto one of those, as Duff has already latched onto one or two of them. So thanks to Mick's Bakery. Enjoy them when you head out here today. It's an unbelievable day of racing. The build-up to the Everest is extraordinary at 4:15. There's still a few tickets at the general admission gates when you get here, with those gates opening at 10:15. Guys, have a good day. And out of in 2 minutes on Sky Sports Radio, it'll be the biggest commercial you would have ever heard about Wingman.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to and solve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
Some people spend Saturdays in the park, throwing a ball for a small dog to bring back. Other people head to the pub, the tab, the track, or anywhere they can watch animals racing, really. We're those people. And we're all happy that if our horse runs second or third in races 1 to 6 at Rambic and Caulfield this Saturday, Tab gives us a bonus bet back of up to $50. Tab, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account, fixed odds, win bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Does your bed feel as cramped as peak hour traffic? Well, right now at 40 Winks, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. Hurry, limited time only. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. Over the Spit Bridge and the Spit, watch out for a truck that's broken down, taking out the very left lane northbound. Spring Farm have got metal on the road at Camden Bypass Bridge, affecting your southbound run. And the M5 East Main Tunnel struggling outbound through Bidwell Valley, delays are back to Southern Cross Drive. Only About Children is unlike any other childcare. Book a tour to discuss cover the difference today and save $750 on enrolment. Visit oac.edu.au. I'm Andrea Panoma. That's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, want a bonus Woolies e-gift card valued up to $300?
Yes.
Well, buy a selected Bosch, Fisher & Paykel, Westinghouse, Beko, Amiga, DeLonghi, Smeg or Electrolux cooking appliance or dishwasher or a Vintec wine cabinet.
That's all? Well, buy yourself a wine cabinet. Here's a shopping list.
Buy selected cooking appliances, dishwashers or wine cabinets at Bing Lee.
And receive a bonus Woolies e-gift card valued up to $300 from Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Meet Paul. As project manager for Cloud Construction, he's forced to keep every project on track, keep the cash flow positive, and explain all delays and overruns. It's enough to drive him crazy. But then he discovered CAT Projects, the ultimate project management tool. With a 24/7 project management system, an audit trail that minimizes disputes, and a team that's in sync with every project, he can finally kiss his worries goodbye.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio on Tab Everest Day. Everyone is here. The officials, the policemen are here, the staff all preparing for your day. 27, 28 degrees out here. The members' gates open at 9:45 and the general admission at 10:15. And there's still general admission tickets available at the gates when you get out here if you come bright and early this morning. Now, I just want to say hello. Are you there, Mark Hunter?
Andrew?
Just hold on, Mark. We'll be back with you in about 10 minutes because right now Glenn Munsey's just got to give us a commercial read for a sponsor that demands Munsey to read it.
Yeah, so strap yourself in, Mark. We're getting ready here. This is for Wingman Beer, and Wingman Beer has got your back. They're so excited by the new Wingman Mid-Strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager, they're putting out a challenge. Next time you pick up your regular beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, test it back-to-back with your beer, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've had, take it back and Wingman will refund your money. That's right. If you don't like it, take it back where you bought it and they'll give you your money back. Mm. There's nothing better than that. You're getting a free beer. Go to wingmanbeer.com.au to see where they've landed. And if you can't find it at your local, give them a call on 1-300-45-BEER. And because it's become so popular, it's now available online with Dan Murphy. So get online to Dan Murphy's, order a crate, order a pallet, order a container ship of it, and get into your Wingman 3.5%. The cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've ever had.
And make sure you do it. And you can, if you can't find it, you can go to Dan Murphy's online, but you can also give them a ring on 1-300-45-BEER
or get online at wingmanbeer.com.
Righto, let's go and talk about Caulfield Cup Day. Alongside Everest, it's just a classic day of racing. Within an hour, we'll have the Everest into the Caulfield Cup. And Dean Lester is joining us. Morning to you, Dean.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
What a day this is for racing.
Certainly is. It's wonderful to see such good horses in both states. And it's a feast over the next few hours.
It is for sure. And Mark Hutter, you heard him briefly before that magnificent. How'd you like it, Dean? Did you like the commercial read?
It was some of his best work.
Mark's gone down to the Rubbity to get a case of Wingman, I think.
Yes. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, off that. Mark, how's the weather and everything down there?
3.5% got my attention straight away, Andrew, at my stage of life. I think the heavy beer's too much for me now, but the weather's cold. Cold, windy. Mm. Maybe a brief passing shower going through, but nothing to damage the track.
Okay, so it's a good four. And the rail, Dean, interesting here, they've gone back to many years ago, back into the true.
It's 23 years, Andrew, since the rail was true on Caulfield Cup Day. They went out 10 metres on Wednesday, so you've got the 10 metres of ground that wasn't used Wednesday but was last Saturday. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get it cracking with a 10-race card beginning at 12:15.
Yeah, pretty open race to kick the day off here. We've got Grissinger Star at 8.50, Mickey Blue Eyes at 19. Starcaster is a $4.60 chance. Jenkins at 5.50. Blacktop Affair at 18. Down to Arctic Shock at $4.60. So two equal favourites here, Starcaster and Arctic Shock. So You Swing 6.50. Extreme Pride 6.50. Quality Seeker is out. Vigier at 13. And Calendar Lad at $34. Starcaster, the most popular runner here off a peak of 6.50 over So You Swing and Arctic Shock.
Righto. And Mark, well done on the Group 1 win last week in the Caulfield Guineas. And I know Lockie, your son, is in Starcaster here.
Yes, obviously I've got Starcaster from overseas. His best form, I know Jamie Spencer thinks his best form is at 2,000 metres at the very least, and as the races get further. So the stable think he's got him fitness to come. You think he'd have a massive class edge on the field, but he's going to be last in a moderately run race, and I think he'll be steaming home. Whether the 1,700 metres is just too short, that's the query.
Okay. Dean, how do you see the opener?
I'm going to tip Grinzinger Star here, Andrew. I thought he trolled up really well before his first up run, which ended up a bit of a non-event because it was a slowly run race and he was back to the inside and all the momentum down the outside was where you wanted to be and eventually clocked off late. Second up last time in, he did beat Mr. Quickie here at a mile. I just think even with the big weight, he can run very well at each way odds. Jenkins ran well first up, a little bit fitter scratch from Thursday. Starcaster, I'm wary of him. Obviously, he looks to have nice form but might need that longer trip, and Arctic Shop with the weight drop will certainly improve. But look, Grinzinger Star was good odds, 1-4-3-7.
Yeah, tricky little race for me. I'm going to tip the horse who I think is the only leader here, number 9, Extreme Pride, who's just getting better with each run for Danny O'Brien. I can see Craig Williams totally controlling the race. I think the horse is getting, as I say, getting better. It's a better horse on dry ground. It gets that here. So dictate, kick, and be hard to run down. To beat number 3, Starcaster, best horse in the race, as I say, just going to be last off that slow tempo, but gee, if he has any luck, he'll be charging at them. Number 8, So You Swing, gets a beautiful run behind them, just has to run the 1,700 metres, and I put number 7, Arctic Shock, in. It gets a great run. It's racing consistently, but I don't think it's going as well as it was last campaign. I'll go 9-3-8-7.
Matt Hill calling Caulfield Cup Day, and he likes number 9, Extreme Pride, to beat 7-1-3. 9-7-1-3 in the first.
And I think you'll find some members of the William Farrer Hotel Putters Club also got a small percentage in Starcaster.
Okay. Yes, they have
indeed. Yeah. Yeah, so good luck to the team. Just think of it, 12 months ago on Kosciuszko Day for the William Farrer.
What
massive days it was there for Barney and the team.
Exactly. Race 2 here at Caulfield over the the 1400.
Yeah, we've got Ready, Set, Sail here at $5.50. Ginny Ann at $31. Pretty Brazen, $3.10 and favourite. Talent at 26. Stay Gold at 8. Tubby Two Tracks at 8. Charlie, Scratch from Randwick to Run here at 6. Splendor on the Grass at $8. Wild Vixen is out. Need New Friends, I know how they feel, at 11. Debt and Deficit at 31. Night Express is out. And Carmen San Diego is a $41 chance, or San Diego, not Santiago. We've got Pretty Brazen, the most popular runner here. Double the investment on that of Ready, Set, Sail.
Mark, your thoughts in the second?
Two possible hopes, Hoss, 1 and 3. I'm going with number one, Ready, Set, Sail, who produced that booming finish down the straight to Dead Heat with Flip there last campaign. Resumed first up at the Valley in the Loving Gabby race. Look, it's got a duck egg next to its name, but it was just powering through the line. I've been waiting for it to reappear. It's going to need luck from inside. If it gets that, it'll be very strong at the 1,400 metres to beat number three, Pretty Brazen. It's got a tricky gate, this horse. It was just an outstanding win at Bendigo. It's certainly the one to beat. Just needs luck from the draw. Take your pick after that. Maybe number seven, Charlize, coming out of better races than most of the others, and eight, Splendor on the grass, who goes forward and gives you a sight up on the speed. Two hopes. I'll go one each way from 3, 1, 3, 7, 8.
I'm very keen on Pretty Brazen. It is a tricky draw. I just hope they just concede at the start, go back and just round them up with the turn of foot she's got and the ability she's got. I think she can beat this field. To beat 7, Charlize, who I thought did enough at Moonee Valley last start, should get a reasonable run here. Ready, Set, Sail, right on the line. She was going very well at Moonee Valley. Just wanted to tack up a little bit better earlier, but if she does, it's a legitimate chance with that flit form from last time in. And Stay Gold, who'll be up on the speed. 3715.
3715 from Dean. And from Matt Hill, he likes... I've scribbled over the top. Number one, Ready, Set, Sail to be 3, 7, and 5. 1, 3, 7, and 5 in race number 2. Race 3, the Polly Track, Gothic Stakes.
Yeah, we've got Airborne here as a $4 chance. The Executioner at 19. Hi-Low, $3.50 and favourite at that price. Shift the Risk at 15. Defiant Dancer at $9.50. Austraeus at 11. Triton Rising at $6.50. Alabama Express at 9. Lord Markell at $8.50. Nakoni Storm is a $31 chance. One of the better back runners on the card here is Hilo. Did go up as much as $4.60. Got into as short as $3.40, and that was this morning. And they've actually given it a push back to $3.50. Four times the amount of money on it than what is on Triton Rising.
Dean, race 3.
I thought there were two main chances, Andrew. I'm going with Triton Rising and Hilo. I've lent to Triton Rising. I thought it was a terrific run at Flemington last start, and he seems to be improving with racing. Hilo, just think it raced closer to the speed here. I thought his run in the prelude was quite sound, but I think with a closer run here, he can run well. Airborne off the two wins in late winter, freshened up, and 5, Defiant Dancer, who I thought won pretty well two starts back, wasn't disgraced in the prelude next best. 7-3-1-5.
Gee, I found this a really hard race. Not much would shock me here. I'm actually tipping the rank outsider, number 10, Nakoni Storm, who I backed it first up, and it just should have walked, and it just simply forgot to come off the fence at the 500. It was powering through the line. It gets Craig Williams from a good gate. It'll be suited 1,400 metres. Just needs to begin better than it did last time. To beat number 9, Lord Markle, who I think will find the top and dictate. Getting better with racing was a good win last time. 7, Triton Rising. He was good at Flemington. It'd be settling back in the field, running on strongly. And 1, Airborne. Likely to settle last. It's trialled well. If he can run on, it'll be there at the finish. But tough race for me. I'll go 10, 9, 7 and 1.
And from Matt Hill, number 3, Hilo, to beat 1, 9, and 2. 3, 1, 9, and 2 in race number 3. And by the way, here on Sky Sports Radio, Tim Ryan will join us from the TAB wagering team to update on everything around Randwick at 11:30. Straight after that, Peter Volandis will be dropping in to have a chat about this day that we've got here at Randwick, the CEO of Racing New South Wales. So looking forward to that.
And don't forget, if you're betting at Caulfield and you've got your in-venue mode on your phone, what about this for an offer, boys? We talked about this last week. Second, third, fourth, fifth on all races, Randwick and Caulfield, in venue mode. So if you're listening and you're going to the races in Sydney and you're betting on Caulfield, or you might be listening to us on the radio in Melbourne going to Caulfield, or going to a venue there, geez, it's a good offer, isn't it?
It is a grand offer, Dean. We want to back winners, but you're nearly backing a winner if yours runs second to fifth, aren't you?
You are indeed, Andrew.
Yes. Have another crack. But it's races on every race if you're in a venue anywhere today, on every race at Randwick and Caulfield.
And if you're not, it's races 1 to 6, but only second and third.
Exactly. Righto, the Caulfield Classic is race 4 here for the three-year-olds.
Yeah, we start with Power Scheme here as a $12 chance. Huntley Castle at 11. I knew he was good, that Warren Huntley. Now he's got a castle named after him at $11. Warning at $4.20. Creator at 19. Brilliant Venture at 31. Miracu at 18, Thought of That at $4.40, Serengeti is a $10 chance, and Miami Bound, the favourite, at $2.70. Slightly more money for Warning here, $5.440, $4.20, than there is for Miami Bound, who's been $2.80, $2.70. Next pick would be Thought of That, who's been steady at the $4.40. Interesting this morning, Serengeti, 13 into 10.
Okay, for Pat Carey. Okay. A couple of handy and very promising three-year-olds here, Mark.
Yep, I'm down the bottom. Hosta, number 9, Miami Bound. I thought her first up win was terrific. Second up win, outstanding. And then drew well. Probably ridden just too close for that reason there at Flemington. And the pace was hard. Maybe the inside had gone off by that last race. I think she still ran terrific. Quite a ride here. Picked them off one by one. I think she'll be too strong for them and win. Defeat number 3, Warning. Different situation here. Had gate one last time and just got that beautiful run at Flemington. Here it's Caulfield, wide gate, probably has to go back, and different sort of track and circumstances, but it will be strong late. Number 7, Thought of That. The blinkers went on and it flew to win that maiden. It's got a great hope leading. And then number 6, Miracu, gets a beautiful run behind the speed and might be better suited after 2,000 metres. But confident 9 wins, 9, 3, 7 and 6.
Yep, totally agree. I think she's a deserved Oaks favourite, and she'll beat the boys here, Miami Bound. She ran very well last start, and she's ready for this trip now. Warning, as Mark mentioned, it's a totally different scenario here, and with the Derby 2 weeks away, I think they'll probably go back, and he'll be running on. I think he'll be strong late. Huntley Castle's ticking over okay, as can be a place chance, and I think Serengeti's quite a handy galloper. They keep running him in decent races, even though he's a maiden, but he could get into the placings. But I think 9 will win. 9, 3, 2 and 8.
Matt Hill likes number 7, Thought of That, to beat 9, 3 and 5. 7, 9, 3 and 5 for Matt in the Caulfield Classic. Getting into these really good races now. Race 5, the Carlton Drafter Lingy Stakes.
Yeah, we've got Demerara here as a $5 chance. Hummer Hummer at 6. Soothing, the stablemate to Demerara, is favourite at $2.70. Profit's Thumb for David Fiver. Good luck to you, Dave.
Yep.
You haven't had the greatest week in the world, and you're in very, very nice bloke, so I hope it runs well for you, and it's a $5 chance. Vinakunka at $9.50, Miss Ayano at $16, Working From Home at $18, Victory Kingdom at $14, and Tatiara is an $81 chance. They're happy to be all over Soothing here, or it's gone $260, $280, $270, three times the amount of money on it than Demerara, who's been $460, $440, back to $5.
Dean, who do you like in the Lingy?
Yeah, I'm not that keen, Andrew. I've tipped Soothing. She's been a bit awkward around Caulfield in the past, but she's getting more and more practice going this way of going, and I thought her Adelaide win was tremendous. So I'm leaning her way from the stablemate Demerara, who's had the freshen since the run in the Bobby Lewis. Next best, number 4, Prophet's Thumb. First thought, barrier 1 wouldn't be ideal for her, but if Vinakunka and Working From Home really run along early, she just might be able to drag up and get into the race along the inside there, and Hummer Hummer off the win at Moonee Valley next best. 3-1, 4-2.
Yeah, I think all you're betting on is Soothing getting around Caulfield. It certainly has struggled before, but I think it's going terrific. The second in Sydney was a beauty. Adelaide race, good speed suited. It got to the outside and walked in. I think D-Lane will park at 5th or 6th here. Come off the back of them. As long as it handles the track, I think it will win. Thought number 4, Prophet's Thumb, was the danger. Gate 1, probably settling 3 back the fence, following Demerara through and strong to the line. Number 1, Demerara, just exposed up the straight there last time. Fitter's got a chance. And maybe number 7, Working From Home, might be the best of the leaders to hang on for 4th. I'll go 3 to win from 4, 1 and 7.
Okay, Matt Hill likes Prophet's Thumb, number 4 for David Pfeiffer, to beat 3-1 and 5, 4-3, 1 and 5. It's not the time to discuss what the show presented the other night, but I will say that David released a note yesterday because he was mentioned in the report the other night, and I think he spoke really well.
Yeah, and, you know, the situation, I think, you know, all the what you saw, the vision on the show, anyone that's got anything to do with horses, you would have been sick to the stomach.
Yeah.
But a lot more should have been made of the fact of the practices at that particular abattoir. And you've got to remember, these people, they said they were looking at it for 2 years and they didn't have the guts to go and tell anyone what was going on there.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we'll obviously hear more about it over the next few days once we get through today. Race number six, we've got Mark Newnham down there with Celestial Falls today.
Yeah, and these fillies on their way to the Oaks, the Wakeful and the Oaks, of course. They might meet Flip in the Wakeful. And we've got Oriental Lily here as a $9 chance. Celestial Falls, $3.60 in favourite. Levin Lass at 14. Snap Dancer at $8.50. Really Discreet at 41. Presently at 34. Vegas Jewel, $4.40. Gamay at $8.50. Song Brocade at 26. Atame at 34. Then we've got Ocean Mist, 26. Fiorente's Girl, 51. Contrition, 11. Cape Leopard at 20, at 12, I should say. And Isola, Comachina is $126 pop. Vegas Jewel, most popular runner here for sure. $5.55, $4.80 to $4.40 today. Then we've got Celestial Jewel, and third pick would be right down the bottom there to Cape Leopard.
For Pat Carey again, okay. Mark, who wins the Ethereal?
Vegas Jewel, Andrew. It's a beauty, this filly. She's had the two runs. She was big odds on debut, but it was a really good win. Then went to the Valley, a night was hard to make ground. I just rounded them up and won easily running away. She'd be so strong at the 2,000. Just needs the right track into the race from a bad gate. If she gets that, I think she wins. To beat number four, Snap Dancer, should go forward, get a beautiful run up on the speed. And I think I like the jump to 2,000 metres. I think it'll be strong. Number 13, Contrition. Well, there's some bad rides in that maiden up at Kyneton, but still won really well. Just tracked into the race and walked in. It's an improving stayer. Two Celestial Falls. Was certainly entitled to win at Flemington. Leaders track, got a beautiful run in front, kicked away, but it's going to get a nice run up on the speed again here and give you a good sight. I like 7, 7, 4, 13 and 2.
Yeah, I wasn't that keen on the race, but I think Vegas Jewel's the really progressive filly. That was a tremendous win at Moonee Valley last start. She made a long, sustained run, and that's what you want to see with a filly going forward to a longer trip. With her to beat Celestial Falls, she was sharply in trip last start, so even though she got the favours, I think she's probably open to further improvement. Big strong filly. For Snap Dancer, I think the step up in trip will suit her, and she gets a great run from the draw, and I've put in Oriental Lily, who's probably going to have to go back, but she'll be running on late. 7, 2, 4, 1.
And from Matt Hill, he likes number 4, Snap Dancer, to be 2, 8 and 13. 4, 2, 8 and 13.
I'm just trying to find Vegas Jewel in the Oaks market there.
Is she entered?
She is. She's a $15 chance.
Okay.
So you've got Miami Bound $6, Celestial Falls $8, Gamay's there $11, Cape Leopard's $15, and so is Vegas Girl. So we're a Vegas Jewel, I should say. So we will get an adjustment to that Oaks market a little bit later today.
Yeah, for sure. All right, the Caulfield Sprint is race number 7 here over the 1,000.
Rightio. So I'll get them back into numbered order here to get them correct for you. And tell you that the toppy here is Crystal Dreamer, and it's a $9 chance. Malibu Style at 11, Tactical Advantage at 8. Miss Leonides, the favourite, at $3.70. Intuition at 12. Batterhoff at $26. I'm Immortal is a scratching. Not Enough Effort at $7.50. God of Thunders at 4. And McLaren resuming today at $7. Most popular runner here is God of Thunder over Miss Leonides. Significantly more God of Thunder than Miss Leonides. Third pick, the 3-year-old McLaren.
And it's come back, I think, Paul Snowden. Was it a wind operation? It had something after its previous campaign. Dean, what do you think here?
I don't know what to think here, Andrew. Miss Leonides for me, but she's not a horse I absolutely trust. If she runs to her last run, she should win. But she failed in this race last year. Long as she performs, she's the one to beat. But I'll be going wide in the quaddie. One, Crystal Dreamer. He's good at Caulfield. He's good fresh. He's well placed here. 9, God of Thunder with the lightweight certainly has to be regarded. Tactical Advantage off the Moyer Stakes. I think he's really well drawn. If they overdo the speed, he could be the one steaming home. 4-1-9-3.
Yeah, messy little race. I think if you can bet in the run, he'll be your best bet. On tip number 9, God of Thunder, who was good at the Valley, got a long way back and steamed home, drops in weight. It's going to be back inside. Hopefully McLaren is driving Miss Leonidas mad. There's good speed up front, and God of Thunder will run on strongly to beat number four, Miss Leonidas. Has to begin from gate one, or McLaren could be across it. If it jumps and leads, it'd be awfully hard to run down. Two Malibu style, never runs badly, be strong at 1,000 metres, and maybe number five, Intuition, getting out of the pack and running on strongly. But tricky little race. I'll go 9, 4, 2, and 5.
9, 4, 2, and 5 there for Mark. Matt Hill likes 4 Miss Leonidas to beat 1, 2, and 9. 4, 1, 2, and 9.
If you could visually see Andrew going through one of the books of knowledge here to try and work out what Peter Snowden actually said about McLaren, it's very, very funny.
Well, I like, because
you've seen the book of knowledge, boys. He scribbles everything down, and it goes down in columns, and then there's a scoop around it, and everything like that. Now he's trying to work out when he had him on, when he interviewed him, and whether or not he said anything about McLaren.
No, I've had him on two or three times, but I've got so much writing in the book that I'm struggling to find it. But anyway.
Would you like me to get on to race 8 while you're looking to see what Peter's
Why don't
notes?
You give it to us, the Moonga Stakes?
Okay, let's have a look at this race here. We're land, speaking of the Snowdens, they've got Land of Plenty resuming today as a $5.50 chance. Royal Meeting for Syed Bin Surua is the $3.10 favourite. Mossendale for the Galagotis boys at 20. Streets of Avalon at 7, Terbium at $21. Tom Melbourne's down in Melbourne. He's an $8 chance, and just for punters, $2.40 to run the place in the field of 9. Manolo Blahnik at 13, Variation at $9.50, and Desert Lord is a $4.80 chance. It's race 8, so Mark, your first cab off the rank.
I like Desert Lord here. I think the dry track wins last campaign were outstanding. Three runs back from a spell, third to Colding and Fierce Impact there. Two starts ago, obviously terrific form. Back in trip from the Epsom, just needs to get a trail behind the good speed here. Come to the outside, I think he'll let rip and got a great hope of winning. To beat number two, Royal Meeting, both wins have been good. You would imagine it was pressed forward from that gate, probably park up outside leader. Looks a nice horse. Seven Manolo Blahnik on the quick backup, should park leaders back, get every chance. And six Tom Melbourne, he... First one down to the paint, he'll give you a sight in front, but I think he might get run over. 9 to win, 9, 2, 7, and 6.
Yeah, I think he's the one to beat, Desert Lord. As Mark outlined, that that placing two starts back was good, and then he ran well enough in the Epsom. I think he's well suited here to beat two Royal Meeting. I think he's very hard to assess, but just respect the stable bringing him down for this race and probably the Kennedy Mile in a couple of weeks. Land of Plenty, number one, resuming. He's trialled fairly, and Streets of Avalon back to 1,400 metres. But I think nine's the one to beat, 9, 2, 1, 4.
For Matt Hill, it's number two, Royal Meeting, to beat 7, 4, and 6. 2, 7, 4, and 6. Boys, you have mentioned this horse, Royal Meeting, but for people that may have not gone in depth, I mean, he went from a maiden win to win a Group 1, Dean. It was extraordinary.
Yeah, often happens over there, especially in those 2-year-old races, but it's still a good effort. Now he hasn't raced for a year, so yeah. He's very hard to work out, I think.
Yeah, you might have to look for a market move or something like that. We'll see. All right, so that's race 8. It'll be a long afternoon, 4:15, the Tab Everest, and then an hour later, we get to the feature, the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, but a great opportunity for you to, if you're betting into the Everest and recover what you've done there, you've got an hour then to focus on what you're doing in the Caulfield Cup, which is race 9 at Caulfield today, starting with Hartnell, who's an $18 chance. Mirage Dancer, also at 18. The Japanese visitor, Murder Glass, at $7.50. Mustajir at 14, Rostropovich at 23, Finch is the $6.50 favourite. Gold Mount at 23, Red Verdon at 41, Angel of Truth 51, Big Duke at 41 gets the run. Constantinople 7.50, Mr. Quickie is 8, Crown Prosecutor is out. Vow and Declare at $8.50, Brimham Rocks at 34, The Chosen One at 13, Kefila at 41. Wolf gets the last minute entry into the Caulfield Cup and he's a $19 chance, and Sound at $81. Well, since Wednesday evening when the final field was known, There's $500 separating Finch, and all he's done has been five out to as much as 750, back to 650. Vow and Declare as much as 11, now at $8.50. They're the top two picks, and third pick is actually Constantinople in front of the Japanese Visitor, Murder Glass, and then Mr. Quickie.
Righto, Dean, how's it run from that start there at Caulfield?
Yeah, Andrew, I'm thinking the speed might be okay to the post because you've got Wolf on the inside. Quafilla won't be that far away. They've drawn three and four. Angel of Truth coming across from wider, and I wouldn't have thought the likes of Mirage Dancer, Hartnell, Finch, Rostropovich would be that far away. So I thought it'd generate a reasonable speed.
Okay. It's also, I guess, hard to align form from Japan on this occasion with a horse like Murder Glace, but I guess you just got to listen to Damien Lane, haven't you, a bit?
Yeah, a little bit, and he's extra challenge is the draw as well. So he's the pick of the internationals for me. But I'm going more with the local form, and I'm actually going with the Turnbull Stakes form. I'm going with Finch. I thought he ran through the line beautifully there, and I'm much happier that he's drawn out than if he'd drawn one or two. He's a big striding horse, so happy for him to be. You know, fifth, sixth, he'll need to get across and get a good ride early, but as long as he does, I think he'll be hard to beat. Vow and Declare's just improving with every time he steps out on a race course, and loved his first up run. I think he's got a good chance. I think the market's disrespecting Hartnell. He's back to a handicap. He always runs well in handicaps, and he's just in great form. I think he'll run well, and Mr. Quickie, didn't know what to make of his second up run, just forgiving it, and his first up run was an absolute ripper, so put him in next best. 6-14, 1-12.
I like number 11, Constantinople here. I think that logician form is absolutely outstanding form. It was a good run. It stretched it all the way. Gate 7, I like where it's drawn. I think it's got a great hope here on 53 kilos to beat number 6, Finch. Should have won last time. Should have made more of a staying test. It's in fantastic form. Just needs a bit of luck from that wide gate. Number 18, Wolf, on the quick backup. I think it's the leader with 50 kilos. Surprise Baby was a good run. Give you a great sight in front. And 12, Mr. Quickie. Sensational first up. One pace, not knocked around second up. This is the race it's aimed for. You would expect improvement there. I'll go 11, 6, 18 and 12.
Race caller Matt Hill in the Caulfield Cup likes number 12, Mr. Quickie, to beat 11, 6 and 1. 12, 11, 6 and 1. So the Tab Everest 4.15 and the Caulfield Cup at 5.15. The last Glen at Caulfield is the Tristark Stakes, sponsored by?
Ba-ba-bow. Sponsored by not Wingman Beer, Andrew, but my other favourite drop, of course, it's Schweppes. So you'll be able to celebrate or commiserate after the last with a refreshing Schweppes. And just had a few price changes here. The team, Invincible Bella, now a $9 chance after it was 10 into as short as $8.50 this morning. Aristia at $17, Spanish Whisper at $18, Atana at $34, Celebrity Dream is out. Savatiano at $8, Pahuta Kawa at $4.60, Baccarat Baby $6.50, Jamaican Rain at $12, Nantali at $10, Angelic Ruler at $5.50, Crone at $23, Teleplay at $34, Bella Martini at $19, and She's Dashing is a $51 chance. Most popular runner here is Pahuta Kawa. Very, very little movement. Even in the all-in market was $4.50. Went up $4.60 in the final field market. It's still there. It's the most popular runner in front of Invincibella, who, as I said, it's 10 into $8.50 back to 9 this morning after as much as 13 was bet about it. And third pick would be Jamaican Rain.
Who do you like, Mark?
I've got no idea, Andrew. I'll be going really wide in the quaddy. I'll tip number 7, Pahuta Kawa, who looks like it's building up to a win, was good at Flemington. To beat number 1, Invincibella, who ran second in the race last year. It was okay first up. It's going to need luck from gate 1. How will the fence be by now? 6, Savatiano. I just don't think it was ready fitness-wise to do what it was asked to do first up, push forward and keep going. So should be a lot fitter for that run. And down to 15, She's Dashing at massive odds. Look, it never wins, but it's trialled well enough, and one day the brakes will come and it'll charge through and stick its head out. 7, 1, 6 and 15.
Yeah, I'm going with Pahuta Kawa. I thought she's had the two runs in. She looks ready to win, and I think it's a great race for her. I think she's drawn probably the right spot by this stage of the day to beat 11, Angelic Ruler, who just keeps running well but not winning. She had a task in a last start and ran on well. Six, Sabatiano. Agree with Mark. I thought she ran really well. Asked to do a fair bit first up. And nine, Jamaican Rain. Depending on the weather, if there's a bit of rain about, that would certainly help her prospects. She does go well fresh. 7, 11, 6 and 9.
7, 11, 6 and 9. And from Matt Hill, he likes number 8, Baccarat Baby, to beat 7, 6 and 2. 8, 7, 6 and 2. Righto, Mark, your best here?
Off race 4, number 9, Miami Bound. And race 5, number 3, Soothing. And off to the bush, Andrew. That race 3, number 3, Brazen Song at Bendigo. That form race I mentioned to you last night, that first winner.
Yep.
I think we'll keep going on that theme. And over to Evoca, you can go race 6, number 6, Shack. Last time I looked, it was each way odds. I can't see how it misses.
Right. Race 3 at Bendigo, number 3, Brazen Song, is currently a $3.60 chance. And Evoca, remember going there as a kid, Evoca. Not the one in Victoria, but the one up in Central Coast. What race was it there?
Race 6, number 6.
Come on, Larry. Race 6, number 6. Here we go. It is a Shaq, as in Shaquille O'Neal, $4.60 as well.
$4.60, righto. So the extras there, Bendigo 3-3 and Evoca 6-6. Good on you, Mark. Hope it's a good day.
Thank you.
Mark Hutter there. How are you playing the card, Dean?
I like race 2, number 3, Pretty Brazen, and race 4, number 9, Miami Bound. They're the two best for me, and the best value, I thought, was the first. Race 1, number 1, Grinzinger Star.
Grinzinger Star, the value. And have you got a thought in the Everest?
I've backed Elise each way, Andrew, so that's my thought.
Elise first up, pounding on them late. It should be just a beauty, that, and then into the Caulfield Cup.
Yep, no, I can't wait.
All right, you have a good day. We'll talk to you on Monday for Punters Postmortem.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester there. And Munns, just leave us with a couple of jockey challenges.
Yeah, we'll stay with Caulfield, where Damien Lane's the 240 favourite over Damien Oliver at 420. Ben Mellum's at 5. Dwayne Dunn's at 7. Craig Williams at 10. Michael D, 16. Any other jockey, 21. John Allen at 41. Here at Royal Randwick for Tab Everest Day, Tommy Berry's at $1.85. Tim Clark at $4.20. He'll be able to get to the, what's it called, the Joker's Bar. He's got a new bar.
Yeah, new bar, yeah.
Anyway, Jokers yeah. or something at yeah. Terrigal. Good luck to Timmy. At $4.20. Huey Bowman's at $5.50. James McDonald at $7. Nashua Willis, $16. Brent Navdulla and any other jockey, $41. Kieran McAvoy, $51. At Eagle Farm, 10 races up there. Jimmy Byrne, the favourite at $2 over. Ryan Maloney at $4.40. The other riders are Michael Carl, Steph Thornton, Bailey Nordoff, Jake Bayliss and Robbie Frad. And at Newcastle, racing there today, Jeff Penza, 195 in front of Aaron Bullock at 230. You've got Chad Lever, Andrew Gibbons, Darren McClellan, Blake Spriggs, and the ever-travelling Grant Buckley.
You have a ripper of a day. Let's hope for those that got the Santa Ana Lane at 8 o'clock in about 12 minutes and 11 seconds, the $10 special offer went off in record
$25.
Time.
$25.
At $10.
At $10,
yeah.
yes.
But it went off in record time.
And don't forget, in venue today, races, all races, Randwick, all races, Caulfield, second, third, fourth, fifth, a bonus bet of up to $50. If you're not in venue, it's races 1 to 6,
yep.
And it's only second and third.
Good on you. Have a good day, Glenn.
Thanks, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey from Tab. In a moment, we'll look at Brisbane. And don't forget, Paul Joyce will join us at Everest Day just after 10 o'clock.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Mum, do you have any interest in what I'm about to say?
Well, I have zero interest, Lionel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Me having no interest?
Bingley having no interest for 60 months.
I'm interested.
Spend over $2,300 at Bingley and receive 60 months interest-free.
60 months? That's 5 years interest-free at Bingley.
Australian family-owned for over 60 years.
Approved applicants only. Fees, conditions and minimum finance amount $2,300 apply. Credit by FlexiCards Australia. Offer ends October 21, 2019.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
I'm Peter from Patterson's Patisserie. We've hired an apprentice baker from Nova Employment. His hard work and dedication has made him a great addition to our business. I'd recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Join us in Perth this November for serious Group 1 horseplay at its very best. The Tab Touch Masters, with $1 million Group 1 race on three consecutive Saturdays, starting with the Kieran Railway Stakes. Followed by the Crown Perth Winterbottom Stakes, and finishing with the Magic Millions Kingston Town Classic. For tickets and Crown Perth accommodation deals, visit perthracing.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio talks spring carnival racing plus sports every day. The NBL and A-League competitions are underway. There's stacks of international sports, plus there's the opinions of Laurie Daly. The Big Sports Breakfast is back Monday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
It is 24 minutes to 10. Lots of people, key players arriving. Brett Devine's arrived, the media manager of the ATC. We've got players from TAB, players from Racing New South Wales, and the members' gates are opening in about 8 or 9 minutes. It'll be a bigger crowd over on Allison Road when the members' gates open there, but there's not a bad crowd swelling near us where our OB van is for TAB Everest Day. Let's help you with some winners in Brisbane at Eagle Farm. Michael Maxworthy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, not to be outdone here in the north. We've got 10 of them as well. Not quite the class of Randwick today, but still plenty of form to sift through, and I think we've come up with a few winners. The rail's in the same position as was last Saturday, where the track played very fair, I thought. So it's a good card today.
Righto, let's jump into them then. Mate number three, please, the favourite in the first at $3.10 over one Bon Costa at $3.90.
Yeah, I've got them the other way around. One of them will win it, I believe. I've gone 1, 3, 2, and 8. I'm just a little concerned about the handicap with Bon Costa, number one, the 59. But he's been in such terrific form. He led and won the Moolambar Cup, and then he led again at Lismore to win. And he was expected to lead here last start and ran second behind Magstock, but he stumbled out of the gates, found himself back in the field. Now, the margin, 3.3... It looks as though he's been towed up, but consider that the winner, Magstock, at 6.5 kilos less than him. I think he'll lead control today, Bon Costa. Three pleased is the definite danger. He was good last start. He'll sit handy to Bon Costa. Two ready for danger, then 8 Peak Hill. 1, 3, 2, and 8.
1, 3, 2, and 8 in the opener. Race number two, number one, Got a Kiss, is the favourite here at $1.80 for Steve O'Day. Over three, Rothfire, who's got a good push from the Heathcote stable, $2.25.
Yeah, I'm going with the horse that's actually raced in Got a Kiss. She's had two trials, two wins, and she won at Eagle Farm last Saturday week, this track and distance. Very professional in the yard. So I'm going to take the punt on her. She's got a bit of an awkward gait, 7 of 7. But in these two-year-old races over the 1,000 at Eagle Farm, barriers are a little important, seemingly. And being a winner, she gets in so well handicapped here with a claim, 56 kilos. So we'll go with her. There is a wrap on this Rothfire for Rob Heathcote. It's been a bit of a baptism of fire, though. He won a trial 11 days ago. Then he backed up and won another one on Tuesday. And here he is today making his race debut. He's very professional. He'll bounce, run, and be hard to run down. They're the two, clearly, the one and the three, then former Shiny Machine and seven Bright Copper. 1, 3, 4, 7.
In race number three, Shelway here for Tony Gollan, $2.30. Number six, VJ Day at $3.60. And two, Vienna Power, stablemate of the favourite. It's at $5.
Yeah, I'm giving Tony Gollan the trifecta here. I'm going 10, 9, 2, and 6, Andrew. I'm with the favourite, Chalois. She ran fourth first up about a month ago at Durban, 1,200 metres, and she got in behind them, and she overraced. She didn't like it. She since had a trial. She led and won the trial impressively in smart time. So hopefully they learned something that day, and they let her run today. I think she's very hard to beat, Chalois. To beat number nine, Kay Linney, she races well on these big tracks. She will get back, give them 4 or 5 length start, but she'll run on strongly. To Vienna Powers, first up for 325 days, but he's speedy, and he'll use that good gate, I think on the place line, though, and then 6 VJ Day. Just a moderate trial the other day, but this race gets fairly thin thereafter. 10, 9, 2, and 6 in the third.
race number four, and Removals first up today. Number three currently at $4 in favourite. Number five, Jaden Tom at $5, and Raiden, and also Smarty Pie. They're all at $5.
I'm going 7, 4, 8, and 3. I'm with Smarty Pie here first up, trained by Chris Munns. She had a really good campaign during the winter. She ran third in the Coglin behind Multaja, beating 2.7. And then she won on Ipswich Cup Day, beating the then boom horse in F Troop. So recent barrier trial was super, taking some handy scalps in that trial. The last 600 metres was particularly fast. So I think she's been well prepared for first up win, Smarty Pie. To beat four, Jaden Tom, terrific fresh record. She's first up for a while, but she's four runs first up for three wins. Eight takes time. He's good this track and distance. He'll give them a start, run on down the outside, and then three, Removal. His recent trial at Ballina was good, but he's up a grade here to kick off his new prep. 7, 4, 8, 3.
Race number five at Eagle Farm. Number four, AC Tong D is currently at $2.90. 10, Joymaker at $4. And number two, Great Keppel, is at $4.80.
No speed whatsoever in this race, and I think Michael Carr might take AC Tong D straight to the lead from gate number one, and I'm hoping that's the end of the section. I think she's in terrific form. Formerly with Gay and Adrian at Randwick, they used to lead with her in Sydney and Melbourne. I think she led and won at Canterbury, and she led at Nerney Valley and ran second. And importantly, a year ago, she ran third over 1,500 metres at Sandown in a Group 3, not beaten far. Here she is in a Class 3 plate, and her last start was terrific. I think she wins AC Tong D to beat number 10, Joymaker. Not suited last start when the tempo was slow because she's a back marker and she's unlikely to get a hot tempo today. So I'm thinking more of the place line for her. Then 9, Dawson Diva. Moderate first up. She's better than that, so I'm prepared to give her another chance. And 2, Great Keppel. It's all about the pace with him as well. Since they've been riding him quietly, he's been charging home, but he may not get the required tempo here. It's all about the 4, AC Tong D from 10.92.
Race number 6 at Eagle Farm on this good 4. Number 3, Cool Sequence for Steve O'Day, currently at $3.10. 6, Stella Victoria, $3.80. And then it's out to Chris Lees's runner, Torfic Boy, at 6. And Greg Hickman set up Top Striker there. It's currently at $7.50.
Yeah, there's a few. There's 4, in fact, very nice horses returning here. First up, 1,200. And they've got a chance, but I'm just going with the race-fit horses and going 3, Cool Sequence, who's had 2 runs back from a spell. Second, it takes time, 1,000 metres here. And then he took the scalp of Meet Mr. Taylor when leading and scoring a good win at Dermot. I think he'll go to the lead here again, Cool Sequence, and very fit. Likewise, Top Striker. Now, he's been up for a long time, and he was in that Cool Sequence race at Dermot. He got back to last. He was checking off heels, found the line strongly. He's going to appreciate 1,200 on the bigger track, Top Striker. Then number 5, Torfic Boy, because he's going to get this lovely run close to the rails behind the speed. And then number 9, Crafty Spirit, but you've got Stella Victoria as well, a terrific chance. But I'm going with the hard season fit horses, 3, 2, 5, and then 9.
Yes, the members' gates have opened here, Maxie, and they're not going as quick as what they'll do in the Tab Everest, but there's a few starting to get up and get going. They've got their favourite spots, and we know that there's going to be 40,000 here later, and all the members' tickets have been sold for a good little while, so there's a bit of a rush on, Maxie.
Absolutely. Won't quite be that many going to Eagle Farm today, but I look forward to pictures coming through on Sky Thoroughbred Central. It's going to be a great day at headquarters in Sydney.
It will, for sure. Race 7, an open handicap here at Eagle Farm. Number 8, Orbark, is the favourite at $3.40. 4, another dollar at $4.60. And Sapcat next, number 2. It's a $5 chance at the moment at Tab.
All right, well, I'm with the Waller runner here, Our Back. Look, he's very fit. He's up to the mile. He's been racing over shorter trips, but it's worth mentioning that he has won over 1,600 metres. I think he won his maiden at Wyong a few years ago, went on speed over the mile. So take the punt on him here. He looks to be one of the leaders with Sabcat, and I think he'll out-muscle Sabcat in the home straight, Al Buck. Really like him today. To beat number 2, Sabcat, 9-year-old. He's well in with the claim, and he's fully fit now that he's had 3 runs back from a spell. Definitely 3 test the shadow. Not a lot of luck when third here, 2 back, and then way out of luck in the Cameron handicap. He was 3 deep third and fourth, no cover. He dropped out of it, but this is much better for Test the Shadow. And then for another dollar, 8, 2, 3, and 4.
8, 2, 3, and 4 in race 7. Race 8, good little race, this one. And the Rockhampton 3-year-old is back. Better Reflection, number 1, currently at 270. And this morning it's gone 290, 280, and now 270. 5, Atlantic King. Just checking the scratching situation here. 3, 6, and 10 came out, Maxi. And Atlantic King in the last couple of hours has gone 750, 650, and now $5.50.
Yeah, I think the price is correcting itself there. That 750, I thought, was gross overs with Atlantic King. But I'm all over this filly from Rocky Better Reflection. 4 starts, 3 wins. Only defeat, no luck at all in the Gold Coast Magic Millions when obliged to race wide. Since then, she had a little soundness problem. She had to have a little off on her knees, but you wouldn't know it by that first up win a fortnight ago here. Rather a Doomben over the 1,200. She went straight to the lead, slipped home in 33.89. And with the claim, she's so beautifully served here today. I think she leads and wins again, Better Reflection. To beat the 5, the firmer in the tab market, Atlantic King. He looks smart. 7, My Boy Sam. Maps well here. And then 2, Patches. Blinkers are going on first time. Trouble is he can't draw a gate. 1, Better Reflection from 5, 7, and 2.
The second last is race 9, a benchmark 70, number 8, Dream Reacher. Now into 3.30 this morning, the scratchings of 9, 12, 14 and 15. This morning it's gone 5 to $3.30, number 8. At this stage, number 7, Trail of Glory at 5. And good on you, Sonia, number 5 at $6.50.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Flaming Boss is the scratching. He was the hot favourite for this race, hence we're seeing a few of these really start to firm up, in particular Dream Reacher. Look, he was the leader, but there's still enough speed here for a back marker, and I'm going with the 7 here, Trail of Glory. Now, since Tony Gonner put blinkers on her, she's won twice. Her last start win at Doomben was super, getting to the outside and unleashing in the home straight. I think she'll be even better. Big stretches here at Eagle Farm, so I'm very keen on her today. 7, Trail of Glory. To beat the one they're backing, number 8, Dream Reacher. Better suited here on the big track. He just didn't have the legs over the shorter trip at the coast last start. And note that he missed a run in the home straight. Should have finished closer. The third, number 3, Fabulon. He's good fresh. Terrific in a recent barrier trial. And then number 10, Maslow. A nice improving 4-year-old. 7, 8, 3 and 10 in the ninth.
And the last, also some scratchings here that are changing the market. And at the top of the tree is number 10, Time to Play. Now $2.90. 15, Barefoot is at $5.50. And 7, Prince of Thai at $6.50. They're the main ones, but certainly the market just reshuffling itself.
Yeah, I haven't got Time to Play in the mix. She's been gifted those last 2 wins. She's on a 7-day backup. And a little bit more awkwardly drawn today. So I'm just sort of laying her a little bit and going with number 15, Barefoot. She drops 3.5 kilos on that first up run where she did little. In fact, I thought she was disappointing, but she was first up for a long time, and that was a month ago. So Tony Sears has had plenty of time to give her another couple of gallops. And I think if the old Barefoot turns up, she'll be winning this. To beat number 7, Prince of Thai, the likely front runner. And when he gets the front, he's hard to get past. Then 12, Sparky Lad, a back marker. He'll be finding the line, as he usually does. Then 13, the Bandit. Better suited over something slightly longer, but I've got an idea he'll be finishing hard here. 15, 7, 12, and 13 in race 10 at Eagle Farm.
Righto, massive 10 races there, as well as both Sydney and Melbourne. What have you found as a best bet?
I'm going with the Desley Forster runner in race 5. Number 4, AC Tong D is the good thing on the card.
Righto. First race, our time at 12.38. So an early start there with a big 10-race card. Have a good day, Maxie. Have you got a thought in the Everest?
Oh, look, I think luck is the important thing. I mean, there's no standout at all. It's a great race. But I'm with the backers. Greg Hickman from Warwick Farm. It's a great story. He's a great horseman. I know one of the part owners in Robert Wilson. And he sort of comes from humble beginnings as well. So I'm with Parada.
Let's hope it's a success for them. Good on you, Maxie. Enjoy it.
Okay, thanks for that. Bye-bye.
Michael Maxworthy, let's go straight to Mick Wallace now at 10 minutes to 10, looking at Newcastle. We know that Gary Harley, Gary Cleese, John Scorse, Priscilla Looker, they're all here today as a part of the Kosciuszko coverage. And Mick Wallace is covering Newcastle. Morning to you, Mick.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Beautiful day at Newcastle today and a good support program, 8 races, a bit of breeze about, but the sun's shining. We're on a good four surface.
In the first race, number 6, Extraordinary for Peter and Paul Snowden. It's a short $1.55 right now over 4. Amazing Piece at $2.90.
Extraordinary looks the one. My number 6, 5, 4, and 1. He's a nicely bred colt, being by Redoute's Choice, out of Zabil Mare Atherton Miss. So the 5 starts for 3 placings, which includes a third in the listed Fernhill over the mile behind Power Scheme. Our last start looked a bit unlucky behind Love Seed at Kembla Grange. That was over the 2,000 metres, protested unsuccessfully. Not a lot of depth here. I think he can break through. 5 Never Listens, a 3-year-old filly showing some staying promise. Got into a bit of strife shortly after the start here at Newcastle last time, but overcame that to run on well into 4th spot behind Nothing Too Hard. 4 Amazing Piece, knocked over the maiden here at 2 starts back, defeating Segrill over the 1,400 metres before chasing home well into 3rd spot behind Riding Unexpected. Big query for her is the 1,600 metres up to the 2,350 metres, and I thought One Financial was probably best of the rest, gets a bit of a drop back in grade today. 6, 5, 4, and 1.
Race number 2, number 4, I Am Scared at $2. It has tightened from $2.15 into the $2. Number 7, Citurel at $3. And number 1, JT's at $3.20. They absolutely dominated, Mick. 4 over 7 and 1 at this stage.
Yeah, I see it largely the same way, Andrew. My numbers 4, 7, 1 and 3 are going with I Am Sacred and I Am Invincible, 3-year-old, having his first start for Chris Lees. Bounced in front, but Aaron Bullock tucked him away in 3rd spot in the most recent trial. Side between runners late to win the trial narrowly. Looks like a ready-made racehorse. We'll go with him on top over at the 7, which is at Citro Hill from the Paul Perry Yard. She's had the 5 starts. Her only placing was first up at Newcastle at her most recent run on October 5. She took a lot of ground off Vox Populi over the final furlong to come up a narrow second there. One JT's a speedy fellow. He's been placed 4 or 5, and he's only unplaced run finished 4th behind Kyle East at Gosford on debut. And a 3, which is a Scarra Bray. She finished 4th in a field of 5 in her only trial at Musselbrook when beaten a length by With Certainty, but she did course deep and did close off stoutly late. 4, 7, 1 and 3.
Race 3, Lanagira here for Godolphin, number 2, the favourite at $1.95 over 5, Wonderbar at $2.60.
3, 2, 5 and 4, the tips going with Can I Rock, a pretty experienced short course mare who resumes from a spell today. She certainly does excel at this track and distance, having had 4 starts here at Newcastle over the 900 metres for a win, a second, a third and a fourth. She'll probably get back off the speed, but she'll come steaming up the centre of the track. I think she can give this a shake. 2, Lanagira, the short price favourite at Godolphin Rep, who was just nutted right on the line by Martin Nika over the 900 metres here at Newcastle, 2 starts back, and then was far from disgrace when 5th to Broken Arrows over the 1,100 metres in a benchmark 70 at Randwick last time. 5, Wonderbars, unbeaten in 2 starts as a 2-year-old, recording comfortable wins at Gunnedah and Armidale before being tipped out for a break. Has had 2 trials to get her ready for this first-up run. And 4 Zeta's Rocket's got plenty of speed. Wasn't far away from Brazen Pine at Gosford last start. Does have gate 1, and I think 900 metres should really suit. 3, 2, 5 and 4.
Race 4 at Newcastle, previewing here with Mick Wallace. Number 1, Oakfield Twilight's the favourite at tab, $2.15. 5, Dioro Rain is at $3. And then it's the Godolphin runner, the 3, at $5, along with Lucia LaBelle, who was an emergency here to possibly get a run in the Kosciuszko, but obviously didn't get a start.
4, 1, 5, and 2 in race number 4, going with Luciola Bell, as you pointed out, 4th emergency for the Kosciuszko. She's a talented mare from the Wayne Wilkes Yard. Look, she raced wide and without cover first up at Canterbury, where she wasn't suited. She'll get back today, but I think the big track should give her plenty of opportunities to wind up. She's got a pretty good second-up record. She's had 3 goes second-up for a win and 2 minor placings. 1 Oakfield Twilight's going to take a power of beating. He was He's already won two or four this preparation. His win here last start over Kadar was very good. Does jump up 2 kilos off that performance. A two-back led the field up in the Group 3 Cameron. In the end, finished ninth, only 3.9 lengths from Rock. So you'd think that's pretty good form for a benchmark 70 on a Saturday at Newcastle. Five Dioro Reigns, an honest mare who's pretty adaptable. Probably needed the run first up at Randwick when chasing home November Man. She is 2 from 2 second up. And a two-handed in a stayer resuming off a short spell. 1,200 metres as well short of his best trip. But he does love racing at Newcastle. He'll be charging late. 4, 1, 5, and 2.
Race 5 over the 1,200 metres, and number 7, Nick Point here for Godolphin. It's gone 250, 240 right now. The stablemate Scratch from here, Pollurian number 9, $4.20 there, and 5, Pin Up Miss, $6.50.
Going with the favourite here, 7, 5, 1 and 6, the tips putting Nick Point on top. James Cummings prepared 3-year-old son of Carlton House, who was put away after an impressive victory on a heavy 9 surface at Hawkesbury. I really like the way this bloke stoked up late under minimal pressure to finish third in a recent trial at Warwick Farm. That was behind Blazing Miss, who came out and romped in a Phillies and Bears benchmark 70 on Wednesday at Warwick Farm. He's going to be very hard to beat. 5 Pin Up Miss from the John Ramsey yard. Resumes here after failing on a heavy surface in the listed Gold Coast bracelet back in May. She's had the one trial in preparation for today's assignment. I'm sure she'll improve off this run. 1 Bomber Say, this is his toughest test to date. He looks very good winning at Muswellbrook and Port Macquarie's last couple. And 6 Game of Thorns. This filly had 3 runs in her initial preparation, which culminated with a late closing 4th to Cordia at Eagle Farm in a listed race. I'm sure she'll produce a good run first up today. 7, 5, 1 and 6.
Race number 6 at Newcastle, a class 2 over the 1,400. Playing at home is Pandano, number 3. It's the favourite for Paul Perry at $2.30. Too High DeLago at $4. And number 1, Carla Bassis, $6 right now, along with number 4, Warset.
2, 3, 8 and 1 here, going with Hill DeLago. I think this horse is... got a good chance today. Very consistent conveyance, who's had the 2 wins and 5 placings from just 8 starts. Did all the donkey work on speed last start. Was just vulnerable late when gunned down by Pandano. Does meet that horse at 1.5 kilos better today. I think he can find the front and be hard to go past. 3 Pandano was ridden a little quieter last start, which seemed to do the trick. His connections adopters take the same tactics today. I thought he might end up last here in this field, the way the race looks to map. 8 Oakfield Geronimo, not much went right for him at Muswellbrook last start. He was buffed around, covered ground, went 5th to Barbas. And 1 Calabasas has performed only fairly in 3 city runs this preparation. But this race looks suitable and the blinkers go back on today. 2, 3, 8 and 1.
Race number 7, continuation, number 4 here for Chris Lees and Aaron Bullock. It's on $2.30 to $2, number 4 this morning. 1 Placer out to $4 and 2 Nothing Too Hard at $4.60.
I'm going with Placer here, 1, 4, 7 and 2. I don't think this fellow's going quite as well as what he was when he finished third to Serene Miss in the provincial championships final back in the autumn of 2018. But I do think he's going well enough to give this race a shake. He was slow away when third to Nothing Too Hard here last start. He meets that horse 2 kilos better for a 2-length defeat. Chris Williams has had a sit on him now. I think he'll be hard to get past. 4 continuations in Proving Young Stayer. Has had the 9 starts for 2 wins and 5 placings. Didn't have much room in the straight. Went 3rd to Call Me Mo over the mile first up at Gosford. I like the distance increase here and goes well second up. It's had 2 starts second up for a win and a second place.